much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, fellas, knock off all that high society crap and play some of this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Sup, reindeer games?
I'm not Ben Affleck.
You're white, then you Ben Affleck.
There's no link between diabetes and diet. That's a white myth like Larry Bird or Colorado.
All right, let's get this party started!
Well, I'm gonna be responsible, all right, for partying until my nuts catch fire.
Speaking of parties, let me say you and I have a little private party right now.
Come on, Mike.
What?
No private parties.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you there's a pretty cool party in your pants.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
Ooh, Vietnam. I hear it's lovely.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
And now.
How old are you?
7.
What do you think of No Cussing Week?
Bullshit, man.
Our feature presentation.
That's a good point.
He says it for all of us.
Is that this week, by the way, or yeah. Just...
It is.
I believe it is, yeah.
I haven't been playing by those rules yet.
It started, No Cussing Week began and was created in my hometown, or actually the town I live in right now, South Pasadena. And there's huge billboards up. There's a very famous kind of old-time movie theater.
Are
and on the marquee.
Kidding?
Everybody, let's celebrate No Cussing Week. I mean, it's in full force.
Billboards?
Yeah.
Who pays for that stuff?
Oh, I hope the city. I mean,
well,
you know.
I'm glad they have the cash.
Yeah, we're loaded.
I'm guessing the city because it's on like a public billboard. It's not one of the advertisement billboards.
Right,
it's like
right.
A bus stop type billboard.
Here's the interesting thing. Use of extra money.
There's a 13/14-year-old that used to get beat up all the time and is now 16, I think, who decided that we need a no cussing week. Just 1 week where you don't cuss.
And what was his, remind me, because it's been a couple years now, but what was his motivation? What did he feel was the downside?
If I remember just from interviews of the kid a couple years ago when he first started, he just said, there's no need for it. We can all be reasonable adults and not cuss, and we should try it out for a week, and hopefully it'll carry over to the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, here are my whole thing on that. One is they can be very effective. Swear words can be very effective. Many swear words are very powerful words. Sometimes a swear word is the most appropriate word for a situation.
That's correct.
Now, having said that, there is a flip side to that that, Kevin, you may not agree with, and I think that is that there are a lot of people who rely almost completely on the shock value of swear words to the point where they don't develop any other skills in how to communicate with people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's their go-to is just, I'm going to say F you, F you, F you, and that somehow takes the place of maybe a more appropriate argument, for instance, if they're fighting about something.
Right, but there's a giant leap between, hey, maybe people should reconsider how often they curse, and mm-hmm. this little douchebag who decided, it's no cursing week, and he goes to Sacramento and starts talking to lawmakers because they got nothing else to do.
Yeah, that is true.
And they passed this ridiculous law. It just is so absurd on every level.
So is this going to happen every year?
I bet it is. I bet it's the type of thing that is going to gain steam, and every year it's going to get a little bigger. It's going to be like Groundhog Day. At first, it started out, people say, well, that's stupid. And then the next thing you know, it's a national obsession every February 2nd.
More and more people are saying that's stupid every year.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like so many things, why the government is involved, why the government ever even pays attention to stuff like this, why they've spent 1 minute in Sacramento addressing this issue, I don't know. It's parents and this is a parents and kids issue. That's all this is.
Right.
Parents ought to talk to their kids about how to swear and how not to swear. That's it. Make them swear good.
You need to learn how to swear. That's an important part of life.
It absolutely is.
Like Dean said, there are certain times when no other word will work.
Absolutely.
So you need to be able to bring out the big guns.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's happening. Good times with that.
All right. So with no swearing in mind, I think that's good advice for you as you give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Time for the Thursday edition of Kevin Bean's What to Do, Nephew. Kid, it's Tuesday.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So what it do?
What it do, nephew?
How about Staples Center for you on March the 10th? It's a four-pack of tickets to Session 1 of the Pac-10 Men's Basketball Tournament. As you know, March Madness right around the corner. I'd like to remind you that unlike NBC and the Olympics, CBS airs all those games live, even if they're on at 6 o'clock in the morning. So just keep that in mind. It can be done. It is possible. All right, let's try Javi. Let's start off with Javi on line 4. Get us going off on a great way to start the day.
Hey, Javi.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Lisa?
Yes.
Ooh.
All right.
So, I was at the video store checking out some new releases, and I saw Forrest Whitaker and Ray Liotta in the movie. And, I mean, how could you not want to rent that?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I rented it, and by my surprise, Jessica Biel's in this movie. And not only is she in it, she plays a stripper.
Yeah.
To top that off, she showed the goods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you you're talking about that? Powder Blue is the movie you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's it.
I haven't seen the movie because I hear it's awful, but Mr. Skin put up the important part, which is Jessica Biel stripping on stage, and it's amazing. She looks fantastic.
She is like a dead on professional.
Yeah. Well,
she studied.
She may be.
Yep.
I give it 2 nipples up. All right. Check it out.
All right, that's an outstanding tip. Thank you very much. Let's try Shane on line 7. Shane has a curious story for us today. Shane, thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin Devine Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
So I got a story about my old boss and stuff, and he told me about how he got this chick. So he was dating her, and then he finally got her in bed and stuff, and they start kissing and stuff. And then she takes off her clothes and finds out that that she's a dude.
Yes. Talk about your bad surprise.
Yeah, right?
Oh, did I not mention that part of my anatomy? God.
Now, did you see this guy? Do you know, did you personally with your own eyes see this guy that ended up faking him out?
No, I didn't. No, oh, okay. But I could imagine that she would have had the Adam's apple of like a freaking Sasquatch or something.
Did you talk to whoever this guy was, your boss?
Yeah. He actually told me the story. He was kind of embarrassed.
He should be, first of all.
How did he describe the person? How did he get taken? I mean, obviously, it was a feminine-looking person, but after the fact, did he go, wow, I really should have paid closer attention? There's some tips I missed?
Probably, apparently the chick or dude's legs caught his eye. I have no idea.
All right.
How about that?
I would never stop mocking your boss.
It has been a while since we've done that phone topic, but that may be one to revisit because, let's face it, gets late, closing time, somebody's starting to look pretty good to you. You know, maybe you're not using the best judgment of the world, and then you don't really pay that close attention.
Shane, you have to organize it so that all of the employees that are guys wear dresses one day.
Probably.
To work.
But it's kind of hard whenever you we're working a warehouse, so.
But that makes it funnier.
Sure. It's all about the comedy, man. Thank you.
Good call. Thanks very much. Hey, let's try Tom Line 1. He's got a follow-up on an endorsement story that we talked about on yesterday's Kevin Devine Show. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, Callie?
What it do?
What's going on?
Okay, I did find Manny's energy drink, and I've tried it, and it's pretty good. Thing is, that thing's been shown around the adult conventions for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And their favorite call sign is, hey, does anybody want to try the title? And
sure.
Everybody almost stops suddenly. A couple guys ran into each other and tripped over each other. With
yeah.
For folks who weren't listening yesterday, Manny Ramirez, outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers, has signed a new endorsement deal. We're not even allowed to say the name of the energy drink on the show, but what we said yesterday, I think it would be close enough that you'll know what it is. It's some poozy, basically, is what it is. Some poozy. Do you want to try some boozy? But you say it's pretty... Posse's fine, too. But you say it's pretty good stuff, huh?
Oh, it is. I mean, I brought some to work, and I got in trouble.
Oh, that's
really?
Funny.
I can't imagine why.
My supervisor says, well, you know, it is a good drink, but, you know, the title is a little bit sexually explicit. We refer that you do not bring it again.
Yeah.
You work for CBS?
No, I used to work for another company. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
All right. Bye now.
I was going to let him talk to Manny Ramirez, but Kevin just sent Manny out of the room.
I do.
I'm so sad. That's the only reason I wanted to take the call.
Let's see here. Let's go to Victor on line 5. Hi, Victor.
Hey, but how to do, everybody? Lindsay, how you doing?
Lindsay.
Wow.
What's happening?
Hey, Victor.
I was just wondering, no offense, Kevin, but it almost sounds like you're a little drunk this morning, slurring your words a little bit.
This morning?
Yeah, this morning.
Did you hear him yesterday?
How dare you?
Yeah. Yesterday was so much worse.
How dare you?
Kevin sounds like he's been to rehab and graduated compared to yesterday. What are you talking about?
Maybe it was because Courtney was in and you know, she stepped it up a little.
Yeah, by comparison.
I got to tell you, she crazy. But yeah. I wish I was drunk. I'm not. But
give him the breathalyzer!
Willing to...
it's actually good. It's better for us to address this head on because I'm glad you called because I'm sure everybody listening is thinking the same thing, Victor. So it's good that at least we get it out there that Kevin is not, in fact, drunk. Mm-hmm. He may be hungover, but he's not drunk.
You know, I may have had too much alcohol in my life so that now I'm permanently sound that way. Now I always sound drunk no matter what.
You're like Muhammad Ali at this point in his career, right? Well, yeah. You take all those blows to the dome, and there's nothing you can do. There's going to be repercussions.
Minus the Parkinson's, yes.
Exactly. All right, good calls today, folks. Thank you.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
We are going to talk to gold medal winner Scott Niedermayer from the Canadian hockey team.
Wow.
That's going to be hard for you, I know.
Yes, it is. He played well.
Yeah.
Bastard. He did. He had a real good game. I was keeping my eye on him. You know, look, you're bummed that USA didn't win, but you got to give it up for the Canadians.
Listen, they beat us.
They played a great game.
Yeah, no question about that. So we're going to talk to them. We're going to talk about Michael Jackson's kids are in trouble. Apparently, Jermaine Jackson is Michael's brother. Mm-hmm. Jermaine's kid, Jafar, got a stun gun online.
I didn't know you could buy them online.
I didn't either, but apparently you can.
Interesting.
And apparently Kevin bought one yesterday, I bet, after reading this story.
Of course he did.
And you know Michael Jackson's blanket?
Yeah.
Getting tased.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, there's some blanket tasing going on.
Aww.
There's no reason to ever tase a kid under 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because his name is Blanket.
Look, there are a lot of kids who really, that's the best thing for them. But I don't know that we need Your Majesty making that decision, or Jafar, or whoever.
Jafar.
Funny man Bobby Slayton in the studio today. We have April Foolishness tickets for you today. We tried yesterday. We did the hardest game in the world. We had zero winners.
Yeah.
Well, it's a hard game.
It's not easy, if that's what you're saying. And we also have Sigourney Weaver.
How about that?
No kidding.
Talking about
only the star of the biggest motion picture in the history of films.
Talking about Avatar, talking about the Oscars this Sunday, so we're very excited about that. And if you did miss our interview with Courtney Love, you do have to hear part of it because she is certifiable.
It was exhausting to talk to her, and I heard from a lot of listeners yesterday who said it was even exhausting just to listen.
Sure. I mean, we were really literally just trying to put together thoughts, like where might she be going with all of these words. So, but I still love her. And she's got a new CD that's coming out. She's got a new single that you can get right now on our website. So all those details are coming up as well. Let's take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beatnik.
We had not spoken with Courtney Love in a couple of years before yesterday's show. And I was, I don't know why, in retrospect, it was stupid. But I was a little bit worried that she wasn't going to be crazy anymore and therefore no fun. But no, that wasn't a problem.
Wait, time out. What has she done in the past 5 years that made you think she might not be crazy?
I thought maybe the reason she was off the radar is maybe she was getting some help, getting the proper medication, and she was going to come back tan, rested, and ready. I know, right? Of course it's ridiculous
guy
now.
But likes to remain current. It's funny when everything in the news is about her losing her kids and she has more credit cards. She's playing a guitar on some rocks, semi-nude.
I was just thinking maybe she was getting her act together. That's all. But anyway, the point is, no, that's not the case at all. We did talk to Courtney. We have highlights, if you want to call them that, coming up in about 10 minutes, including the brand new song from what she is calling her new band, Hole, even though it's just pretty much her and hired musicians. So anyway, it's going to be Skinny Little Bitch from Hole, and we'll hear what Courtney Love has to say coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday.
I heard Courtney Love is calling the second go-around of Hole the B-Hole. And the first group was A-Hole. That was the first group. That's how you can tell them apart.
All right.
The next version will be the C-Hole, you know.
I think.
D-Hole.
Right.
Then E-Hole.
Right.
But then skipping to G-Hole.
No, don't skip.
I don't know why. Like F-Hole. Heidi Montag is disappointed. She thinks her new triple D breasts aren't as big as she originally thought they would be.
Yes!
Oh, for God's sake.
Go bigger.
She is disappointed with the outcome now that the swelling has subsided. And they sort of settled in. She thinks they're not as big as she imagined they would be when she first ordered them.
Wow.
Go big or go home. Or however she got them. I think maybe probably a doctor put them in, I'm guessing. However, her doctor, Dr. Frank Ryan, has told Us Weekly magazine that he is not interested in performing any more procedures on Heidi since he did, you know, 10 on her in a day.
Sure.
He figures, you know, that's it. He's tapped out. So no word on whether she will have larger implants put in her or not, but we can all hope, can't we?
Certainly.
Speaking of the Spidey couple, Spencer Pratt had a bit of a mishap the other day. I want to give his dog a bone. And that's not a euphemism.
Is that code?
Nope. He's got a Pomeranian, naturally. And he was playing tug and war, apparently, with this tiny little dog. The dog had a rope in its mouth, so Spencer put the rope in his mouth.
Yes.
And started tugging back and forth with the dog. The rope slipped out of Spencer's mouth. Spencer apparently bit down on his own tongue and bit through it.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
A lot and good.
Word is he hasn't been able to speak for the past few days.
Oh, my God.
Best case scenario.
And according to TMZ.com, Spencer believes that this may be a sign that God wants him to shut up in 2010.
Really?
Yes, that is exactly what it means, Spencer.
You think there's a chance of that happening at all?
No.
Spencer, how's your tongue? Are you okay? Is it? Yeah? You think it'll be healing up sometime soon? Oh, wow, that's the drag, man. It's hard to understand what he has to say. The girls of the Jersey Shore are currently being shot for Harper's Bazaar magazine. That's like a big-time fashion magazine, right?
It really is.
Sammy, Snooki, and JWoww apparently are having being photographed this week for an upcoming spread in Harper's Bazaar magazine.
Is JWoww the one that kind of cleans up nicely?
Yeah, she's the one with the big cans.
Yeah,
and she likes, she's a pretty girl.
She likes pushing them up and, you know, adjusting them to make sure they're balanced.
Constant arranging.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah, Sammy Sweetheart ain't bad either.
No,
she's
cute.
When she cleans up.
Yeah.
It's the Snooki.
Snooki is the,
Snooki,
yeah. Snooki's the wall. Snooki is the the barricade. So their 15 minutes continues on, people. Uh-huh. Please enjoy. And speaking of people who are famous for nothing, Paris Hilton, according to TMZ.com, got pulled over by the L.A. County Sheriff last Tuesday. Here's the thing. Paris was in her car, and she wasn't happy with the speed at which traffic was flowing, so she pulled into the bike lane to zip around some slower drivers.
All right.
The sheriffs caught her and pulled her over and gave her a ticket for unsafe passing. And unsafe vagina, oddly enough.
Really?
That yeah, too. Which is, I don't know how they would know.
It's a felony.
But it's a good guess when it comes to Paris Hilton, I think.
I will never drink and drive again.
All right.
Yesterday I promised that if American Idol didn't clean up his act, they may have lost a viewer.
Yes,
and I watched the girls' show last night.
And?
There were some pretty good performances last night.
Oh, yeah, you're just teasing us
No,
now.
They caught me. They brought me back in. I was right on the cusp. And I was like, yeah, some pretty good performances.
What about
you, I'd be interested to see next week.
I agree. There were some very nice performances last night. Yeah.
They were so close to losing you guys. That would have been great.
Apparently, remember voteforthewurst.com?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the website that wants people to vote for the worst contestant they can find because they think it would be funny for American Idol to crown the worst contestant in the competition.
They're my people.
Yeah. The two people they want people to vote for this year are Haley Vaughn. She is a young African-American girl who loves country music.
Okay.
And she can't stop smiling, and she has got a huge lisp. She's very entertaining to watch.
I'm in.
No idea how she got into the competition. And Tim Urban, who's a young kid who's horrible and awful, and they would like you to vote for that.
So they pick the worst remaining candidates and throw their support behind him.
Yes.
Like it.
Is Urban, is he the one with Topher Grace's That 70s Show hair?
Yes.
Okay. He's terrible.
He's got Brady Bunch hair. Dancing with the Stars, the odds are out for who's going to win the whole schmageggy.
Buzz Aldrin?
Buzz Aldrin, actually, is the favorite. No, he is the 40-1 long shot, actually,
yeah.
Kevin. He's at the bottom of the
of
the rankings for Bodog.com. If you want to lay a little money on Dancing with the Stars right now, here's your time to get in on the ground floor. He is a 40-1 long shot. Also a long shot is Kate Gosselin, who's a 20-1 long shot. Your favorites?
By the way, I'm thinking about Kate. She's a young person, a seemingly healthy person, but she doesn't seem like a disciplined person who's likely to commit to what's required to win that competition.
Yeah, she seems like she'd whine the first blister she got on her foot.
Exactly.
She'd start pulling up lame.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's also that she's very unlikable. I mean, she's just yell at people, and people at home will go, no, I'm not voting for her, even if she can dance.
Yeah.
Here are your favorites. Nicole Scherzinger, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
She does a lot of that Dancing with the Pussycat Dolls. She's a 4-1 favorite. Erin Andrews.
Ooh. All right.
Weirdly enough, is second.
Yeah. Why is that
in
weird?
The odds? Because
based
she's a reporter for ESPN.
Yeah.
Why would you think she'd be great at dancing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they know she's athletic or something.
She watches sports.
She watches all sports. She must be good at the Paso Doble.
No, I thought maybe that they would know that she's athletic. I don't know. I don't know that. I'm just taking for granted. They do.
They know Chad Ochocinco's athletic, and he's not second.
Yeah, well.
It's odd. Evan Lysacek, he is the favorite. He's the Olympian skater.
They do well.
Well, they
I think
do a lot
had
of choreography.
Three champions on that
so
show from
discipline.
The Olympics.
Yeah.
He's going off at 3-1. That's your morning line on the Dancing with the Stars. So there you go. Check that out. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Evan Dando, the Lemonheads, is 43 years old today. We don't talk about the Lemonheads nearly enough anymore.
I think we do.
I don't think we do.
I think we overdo it.
I think we need a little Mrs. Robinson. I think we need that. Mm. Come on, let's play that.
No.
Let's play that this morning.
No. Nope.
What do you say?
Uh-uh.
Let's get together. Little Mrs. Robinson by the Lemonheads.
Nope.
What do you say? Anyone? Anyone? Lemonheads?
I'm with you. I thought they did a great job with that song.
What does that tell you?
I'm out.
Nope.
Jason Newsted of Metallica is 47 years old today. Formerly of Metallica is 47 years old today. Steven Weber, very talented actor. He was a big hit on Wings back in the day. He works a lot. He's 49. Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond is 52. Actress Catherine O'Hara, maybe one of the funniest women on the planet, turns 56 years old today. And, no, I'm not going to go there.
Good. Good.
Who did Dave want you to talk about?
No, that's good. Let's support
it. It was a coin flip between Emilio Estefan of the Miami Sound Machine or Fergal Lawler of the Cranberries I had here on my list to go to.
Fergal wins for the name, but neither need to be mentioned.
I may pass on both of these and just skip down to Landon Donovan, who is a U.S. soccer player for the Los Angeles Galaxy. He is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Funny man Bobby Slayton on the program today. Actress Sigourney Weaver, who, Lisa, am I wrong about this? I don't believe she has won an Oscar, has she?
I don't think she has.
Of course, she's excited and is going to be there this Sunday for the Oscars, and she's talking about Avatar on the program today. And we have a mystery guest next hour as well. I don't think we mentioned that yet. All that coming up, plus your tickets to Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. You can win them today on our show before they go on sale, so stick around for that.
Look, here's the thing. You might have a lot of money, and, you know, if you have a lot of money, people look at you and go, they have no problems. I don't want to hear them complain.
Right.
Is that true? Not at all. No, they have as many problems, maybe more than other people. But don't complain because no one
wants to. Hey, mo money, more problems, man. I learned that from Biggie. I know that's true.
Harrison Ford, movie star. There's a downside to being a movie star. Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
You give up some of your privacy and all that.
Of course.
But then you make $25 million a movie. And
you can live anywhere you want.
Right, and you do.
Yeah.
So just while you may still have problems or still be unhappy about stuff, at that point, you might need to keep that to yourself. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's good advice.
But Harrison, whatever problems you have from being too famous, they are dwarfed by people who have real problems and are just lucky to pay the rent this month.
Right.
Harrison Ford, who, of course, was Indiana Jones. He was in Star Wars. He loathes his celebrity status because Hollywood has, quote, cost him his privacy. He's 67 years old. He says he hates being unable to escape the attention of the press and fans. He does live on a farm in the middle of Saskatchewan or something. I don't know. You can only get there
in Wyoming, I think.
In Wyoming, whatever. You can only get there by riding lawnmower. I don't know why, but he says, quote, there's nothing good about being famous. You always think if I'm successful, then I'll get opportunities. You never figure the cost of fame will be a total loss of privacy. That's incalculable. What a burden that is for anybody. It was unanticipated, and I've never enjoyed it. It keeps going on. Wow, this is horrible. Nobody
come on. So would he give up his whole career and everything he has?
Lisa, you would hate it. Hate it. You would hate everything. Yeah, get your
doctor. I think he's the world's biggest douchebag.
He says, get your doctor's appointments, but what's that worth? Well, I'd say as you're getting older, more and more.
Yeah, good
but,
point.
You know, really.
You don't really have to worry about that kind of stuff.
There are a lot of people who are super famous who must be crazy frustrated with the lack of privacy and the photographers everywhere and all that. You know what they don't do? Talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to find out more about the story and maybe talk some sense into our friend, Mr. Ford. And we have him on the line with us right now on the Kevin DeBate Show. Hi, Harrison. Welcome back. there.
Too Harrison. Long a setup?
Harrison.
Hi,
Harry.
Can you hear us okay?
Are you guys done?
Well, no. Now we're getting to the comedy.
Oh, okay.
So, please tell me you were misquoted and you didn't really say there's nothing good about being famous. I'm sorry. I apologize, Harrison. I can't hear what you're saying. Could you speak up a little bit or get closer to the phone? I'm not.
I heard that. I could have bunt. I heard that.
When this time prison comes in your life, and you feel into
I heard Thai prison.
What?
He's still got the whip.
He's got the whip. He does have the whip, yeah. Harrison, can you understand how this interview rubs people the wrong way, that you're a superstar millionaire actor who doesn't ever have to work again and you're complaining about it? I mean, that's no good, right?
Well, I think every money is sort of like and it's in your life. I mean, you don't know what different people you love them. And you don't look in your opinion, though. In your house, and when you go in there, you
don't
want to be alone.
Mike, is there some way we could turn up the phone level?
I think that's all we got.
Okay. Did you say there's nothing good about being famous?
Well, there's a lot of things about being famous. The only good thing about being famous is the excitement.
I'm sorry.
Excitement?
That I heard. The only good thing about being famous is the excitement.
Yeah, I live for the excitement.
You do.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I live for. I love the rush.
I've not seen you excited in a long time. You do award shows. You just look dour. You're very upset. You don't want to be there.
No, I'm an adrenaline junkie.
I'm sorry, what? You're an adrenaline junkie?
Well, then you're saving that energy for some time when you're not in front of the camera, too, because we sure don't see it. It's a miracle to me that you're still alive every time you show up on one of those programs.
Well, thank you.
You're not whipping anyone or a pet or anything, are you? There's nobody on the receiving end of that whip, is there?
Just myself.
Oh, you're whipping yourself.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like that monk in that movie.
Is that right? Just torture yourself?
Ow.
I'd like to suggest that fame is not as bad as whipping yourself.
Yeah, that's probably true.
What was that? Are you crying? What just happened?
Harrison? Who's with you? Who's in the room with you?
Callista.
That's Callista.
How are her drugs?
She can't get me anything anymore.
Oh, that's sad. We got a guy. We should hook you up with Omar.
Omar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He gives me all my speed.
Oh, he does. You don't. You've never taken it though. I mean,
I'm on it now.
You're on speed.
Oh, I'm so out of my head, crazy with crack and meth and speed.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm all hyped up.
Yeah, sure are. Okay.
I gotta go take some downers.
No, don't do that. You have that covered naturally.
Smoke some pot and relax.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
We'll let you get back to sleep then, Harrison.
What was that?
Just passed a kidney stone.
Okay.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Ralph has the showbiz beat in a few minutes, and Sigourney Weaver coming up just after the top of the hour. Psycho Mike, you've spent more time with Doto, Kevin and Bean listener Doto, probably than we have. What's your read on him? What's going on in Doe's head?
Doe's special, and he's all. Whenever we talk to Doto, he's in a different country in the Far East, and he's always doing something really kind of interesting and exciting. And I can't tell if Doto never leaves his house in Westminster and completely makes this up in his head, and he's
really?
Totally certifiably crazy, or if he just has a really strange and unique life and really does go to Vietnam to sail on a boat.
It sounds a lot. It sounds a lot like his dad. If he's telling us the truth, his dad is rich,
yes,
and does business overseas, in Asia, and And he's traveling all the time.
And he takes him with him.
He's crazy. He's one of the people that we love. I especially love because I love crazy people. And we did a Cribs with him where Psycho Mike went to his house and found a giant dresser full of women's panties. And this is how that went.
Why did I just stumble upon a collection of hundreds of pairs of women's panties?
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Now, it wasn't like Mike said, hey, I heard you had. Mike pulled out a drawer, and there were women's panties there. So right. How is his answer, I don't know what you're talking about?
Because he could just look and see what Mike's talking about. Right,
better exactly. than that, Mike found a trash bag with knives in them that were hidden and asked him about that and listened to his response on this one.
What are in these bags here? It looks like you're hiding something.
It's not.
It's not? You mind if we go through these?
No.
What is this here?
Nothing.
Why'd you tuck away some knives behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag? No, seriously.
That's not mine, man.
You don't know whose that is? It's just randomly in your house?
Yeah.
Bag of knives.
Okay, and that's where you start to wonder.
Yes. Has he crossed from imaginary world, imagination land, right into, I need a knife.
He's a scary guy.
My favorite answer from him, though, is Mike said, why did I just find a bag of knives? And he says, it's not.
as I'm holding it in my hand right up to his face.
Well, that's the Kevin school of lying.
Yeah. I'm going to have to add that. It's not. It's not.
So we love Doto, and I apologize because I know that he does irritate some listeners, but I can't get enough of the kid either. And he is the international man of mystery. He and for some reason, by the way, Kevin, you've got a theory on this. He latched on to me as his focal point. I'm the guy he communicates through to the rest of the world through, right?
All the specials latch on to you.
All the special needs do. I'm not positive why, because I'm the one who truly loves them. Mm-hmm. Bean does love Doto as well, though, but I think Bean responds.
Right.
Is probably the answer.
Oh, that's what it is, because I answer. Well, I don't get as many emails from Doto as I do from Kevin Bean Lister Dewan, but I do get quite a few notes from Doto. For instance, Bean, I'm in Canada for a week, met Chinese lady, hung out, had French food, dough. I mean, that's the type of email that I regularly get out of the blue. We haven't talked to the guy in like 2 weeks or something like that, and then all of a sudden I'll just get an email like that. It's just, like, would you ever think to say, hey, I'm going to send this guy an email about where I am and what I'm eating right now? Like, what's he doing when he – what's he mean when he sends that?
He's being all Asperger-y.
Yeah.
No, I imagine that, you know, that is in response to – we've had many conversations with him about women. Like, all the time we say, have you dated? Have you ever had sex? Mm-hmm. And so I think he feels like he needs to share it with us when he has a success.
Okay. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy getting the emails. I'm not complaining. It's just it always strikes me as so curious when one arrives. So there's been an absolute flurry of emails from Doto all in the last 5 days. All of a sudden, I feel like we're closing in on getting him back on the show because there's all this increased activity.
Getting back on the show is another topic, which is impossible. And it takes about 15 emails from Bean, about 25 emails from Alex, our producer. Yes. And then there are a few false starts where we think he's going to be on the show and he's not. And then eventually, after about a month and a half, he comes on the show.
And it's puzzling because he really wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, for some reason, we can't make it happen.
I want to be on the show.
Do any of his emails say...
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Well, I don't think that's what he's writing about today. But here's a sampling. I don't have time to read them all, but here's a sampling of the emails that I've received from Doto just in the last 5 days, okay? I get this one. Bean, how's it going, man? Doe. All right, that's what he
I would prefer if you read these in his voice.
I'll do the best I get. All right, here's another one from the same day. Bean, if someone threatened me and I report to law enforcement, are they bound by law to take the matter seriously? Doe. Now, that's the kind of email that we get from Doe all the time. It always sounds like he's in some sort of trouble or he needs some sort of legal advice or he's contemplating some sort of nefarious activity and he somehow wants to drag us into it. What am I supposed to say to an email like that?
I would say, you know, you do your job by, you know, giving him to the police and then hands off. He really does seem to run into this all the time because he is special needs, but I think he's aware enough that he knows he's special needs. So
and
now
that he should be treated in a particular
and
way.
Anytime something goes wrong for him, he thinks it's because of that. And
I don't want people to misunderstand. Unless I'm wrong here, I don't think he's special needs in that he is not smart. I think he has all the capability. I mean, he's certainly capable of taking care of himself and understanding a lot. But I think he has communication problems. He's special needs in that he really can't communicate well with the outside world.
Intellectually, he's really a mystery because during that Cribs when I went over there to film where I found the bag of knives, I also found his college degree right next to his Special Olympics medals.
They were in the same drawer. So, I mean, it's like, wow, so how confusing.
What was his event in Special Olympics?
It didn't say. They were just like
just
different
for
medals.
Being
yeah.
great?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
All right. Let's also remember, every once in a while, every like 10th email is Kevin Bean going to kill so-and-so by 2012.
Oh, we're getting to that. Yeah, we're getting to that. That's part of what the mystery is of this week. All right, so we just left. If someone threatened me, I report to law enforcement. Are they bound by law to take the matter seriously? Duh. Okay, then the next one that came from him was Bean. Last year, I had dispute with someone, made clear if I want him dead, I could hire someone to wipe them out for a fee. I'm only joking and playing around. He says, as if to somehow diffuse the first sentence, and then the next sentence is, this is someone I know in the Chinese group.
No, I'm just kidding. I was just joking the whole thing about paying somebody to kill him.
All right, next message. Bean, how's it going? Hope you don't have dislikes toward me. I sent a couple messages. Doe. Apparently, I didn't write back to him fast enough. All right, then we get to the next day. Bean got my messages. Doe. Following day. Bean, a few years ago, someone would giving trouble. I made clear, if it continues, we'll hire someone to murder this person for fee. Before I go through plan, it would be well planned, organized. I was only joking. The person said, we will go to police if needed. I was only kidding. That's 5 or 6 years ago. Doe.
All right, now, let me ask you this question, Bean, because you speak Doe a little. Is that him? Because when he did that at the time, we got him back on the show and we said, look, this talk about killing people is not funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do it. And really, you should stop talking like that. And he then started saying, oh, yeah, I was just joking. Right. Do you think he's still trying to do that? He's still trying to let us know that he wasn't serious about all that?
I think that's what his intention is. But it's just so weird how often he – why is that a recurrent theme in his emails? If he says he's joking and we say it's not funny, you shouldn't say stuff like that. I don't know why it's so much on his mind except that he is just seething on the inside at all these perceived slights. And in his imagination, he wants to be able to take care of it.
Wasn't he going to take care of his dad at some point like that as well?
Yeah.
I think
I
maybe
remember
right.
something about all right. that.
All right, so we're getting close. Now we're into yesterday's emails. Out of the blue, by the way, here's what Doe wrote. I'm in Nam, man, in the beaches, Doe. So apparently he says, or in his mind, he's in Vietnam. Okay. Bean, next email about 20 minutes later. So he sends me an email, says, I'm in Nam, man, in the beaches. Then 20 minutes later, Bean, I'm taking someone to court for violating my civil rights, Doe. That's right. The next one. Okay. So then, and here we're wrapping it up with the mystery, the International Man of Mystery, Doto, because once we started getting this flurry of emails from him, we said, well, we got to catch up with Doe. Clearly the guy's got something on his mind. Let's try to get him on the program. Let's start the process to get him on the program and see if we can find out where he's at. So producer Alex sent a very nice and very clearly stated request to him to come on the show.
That's funny how you act like that helps.
Doto, I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like, Doto, great to hear that you're doing well. We have this phone number for you in Vietnam. We'd very much like to speak with you on Thursday's show. Would this be a good time for you? Looking forward to hearing back from you. Thanks, Alex. Okay, so that's what she sends him. Pretty clear cut. No way to misinterpret that. All that's required is a simple response from Doto. And here it is. Just arrived last night. Bean, I need some babs, man. Doe.
Babs meaning babes?
I assume it means babes, right? So his response to Doe, we know you got a lot going on. Kevin and Bean love you. They want to have you on the show. Here's the right phone number. Here's the right time. What do you say? His response, I need some babs, man. Bean. 3-time Academy Award nominee Sigourney Weaver joins us coming up after the top of the hour, talking about Oscars, Avatar, and maybe Avatar 2. All that straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mystery guest for you next hour, too, and your chance to win tickets before they go on sale for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness concert coming up to the Gibson Amphitheater on April the 3rd. Details on the way. Hey, Ralph Kramer, what's going on?
Megan Fox is not the perfect woman.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with her?
She says she couldn't possibly jump into bed with someone she just doesn't love and finds the idea of a one-night stand sickening.
Really? I mean, has she tried? I mean, is she speaking out of turn?
No, she hasn't, Kevin. She says her bad girl reputation isn't fair. She said with an interview with the a British newspaper last week because she said she's only slept with just 2 men in her 23 years. She's only had sex with 2 guys.
That's super low for 23.
So she has not tried it.
She
apparently
is bogarting her own self.
Bogarting her vajayjay.
That's ridiculous. Share a little.
That's what I'm saying. Start spreading it around.
Right, a little.
That's like having the best bottle of wine in the world in your basement and never opening it. Right?
Actually, a lot of people do that. That's not so.
That's because it gets better with time.
But it's like
this doesn't
a Twix bar.
This doesn't get better.
Having
with time.
Twix
date.
Bar and not snapping it in half and giving me a bite.
Sure.
You know?
That's not right. She's self-centered.
It's like having a box of Junior Mints and not sharing them at the movies.
That's real talk right there, man.
Greed and selfishness is what it is. You know who's not greedy?
Who?
Christian Bale's sister. Apparently she's headed for bankruptcy. And she's complaining that Christian Bale won't bail her out.
Bail her out!
See?
Why should he have to do that? Just because she's a loser and he's a winner.
That whole family seems like they're losers.
Yeah, Sharon Bale says that Christian hasn't talked to her much since she had him arrested back in 2008 on assault charges.
Hmm.
Geez, I wonder why he's not coming to your financial assistance, Sharon.
Wonder what his answer would have been.
No! No! Colin Farrell says most reformed alcoholics and drug addicts use their painful childhoods or traumas in life to explain away their use. He says he doesn't have any of that. He said he had a great childhood and a great family. He said he just liked to party. That's how he got hooked on drugs and alcohol.
That's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. He says, from what he can remember about those days, he had a great time along the way, but he's absolutely glad that he stopped. So, good for Colin for admitting that sometimes you just like to get a load on.
Did he
love that story. Don't you love that story?
Did he comment on the ball throw?
He did not mention his ball throw, no. But the fact that you're still preoccupied after all this time with his pubic hair, I guess, to find a little interesting.
I've never seen such a nice ball throw.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
You've commented on it quite often. I'm just saying.
Well done.
You're preoccupied with manscaping. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Keep that to myself next time.
Us Weekly Magazine says there's a new couple you may or may not have heard about. Avril Lavigne and Brody Jenner.
Oh, God.
That's a couple of douchebags.
That's all right.
That seems like an odd pairing to me. Because she always attempts, to the best of her ability, to try to be a sort of an indie poser.
Right. Yeah.
And Brody Jenner seems a little pop culture for her to team up with. But then she broke up with her husband, Derek Whibley. Apparently, she's been all over the place. She's the opposite of making fun.
Yeah.
She's sharing it with anyone who stops and asks for an autograph.
And not as many people want it as Megan Fox.
That's true. And would you be interested in a Scream 4? Motion picture Scream.
I love Scream.
Did you like Scream 2?
It was...
How about Scream 3?
I don't remember either of them, to be honest.
But I scream, you scream, we all scream for Scream 4.
Oh, that I love.
Man.
Who's doing it?
Courtney Cox coming back.
Yeah.
Neve Campbell will be back, and David Arquette will be back. All the original stars will be returning. And it looks like Wes Craven, creator and director of the original, will agree to direct it.
Well, then I think I'm in.
Apparently, this is the kickoff of a brand new trilogy of Scream movies. So they may do this one with the original cast and then pass the baton.
Okay.
So a reboot, again, of a franchise. But I thought the Scream movies were real entertaining. I'm not a horror movie... I love classic horror movies. I'm not a big slasher kind of guy, but this had enough humor in me to keep me interested throughout the first three of those films. So I think I'd be on board.
I'm in.
You know, we haven't talked much about Shutter Island, even though it's the number one movie in America twice
love
in a row this
movie.
Week. I think, in terms of horror movies... One of the scariest movies I've seen in a long, long time. Really, really had me rattled. Unlike a lot of slasher movies, which sort of make you jump because they surprise you when someone jumps out of the darkness.
Right.
I had a pit in my stomach. I was tense for about an hour and a half in that movie.
Yeah, that was so good.
Pretty strong stuff. When he's in the cell block C, that third building.
Tag, you're it.
No. No.
Tag, you're it.
And he's found a dude who just disappears in the shadows in that little alcove. I'm not going in there. I'm just not.
I'm going.
It could be the greatest... federal marshal ever. I'm not getting my matches out and starting going down those hallways. It isn't happening.
I agree.
I'll wait for the power to come back.
I am heading toward any other building but that one. That's where they keep the worst of the worst.
Yeah on this criminally insane prison that he goes into, and he has to go into the worst cell block with all the power out and all the doors open.
Have the words "tag, you're it" ever been more scary?
No.
It's awesome.
Good stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays: Patsy Kensit.
Oh,
yeah. One of my favorites. She was an actress. She was in Lethal Weapon. She was Mel Gibson's girlfriend who ends up at the bottom of the river.
Mm. Sure.
In that film. She was also a lead singer for a band called Eighth Wonder back in the day. She's 42 years old. She's married to one of the Oasis boys.
That's right. I think she is now. She used to be married to Jim Kerr from Simple Minds, and now I think you're right. I think she's married to Liam.
Yeah. She's 42. Jason Newsted, formerly of Metallica, is 47 years old. Steven Weber, very talented actor, is 49. Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond is 52 years old. She's had two failed series under her belt since that show.
Sorry. Not her fault, though, by the way.
Everybody loves
good
Raymond, but nobody loves Patricia. She's 52. Catherine O'Hara, one of my favorites, is 56 years old.
Did you see her at the Canadian closing ceremonies, Ralph?
Catherine O'Hara?
Yes.
No, I did not, sir.
They did this whole... It was very bizarre. Closing ceremonies, very different from the opening ceremonies. They were kind of a comedy thing. They had William Shatner come out and do some comedy, and then they had Catherine O'Hara come out. I mean, she's standing there at center ice in the BC Arena or whatever, talking about being Canadian and whatnot, and then they brought out Michael J. Fox. It was good to see her again. She's very, very funny lady.
Had Michael J. Fox on skates on ice?
No,
that I would have paid to see. That was awesome.
Standing on a carpet. And I was thinking how unbelievable that he's still doing as well as he is. I mean, didn't we think when he got diagnosed all those years ago that he would be a goner soon? And
yeah, it seemed like 15 years ago.
Yeah, he seems great. It's amazing how good he looks and sounds.
Meds.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God, right? Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Tickets go on sale today for street team members. You can register on the website for free and buy them before they go on sale to the public Saturday. Or you can win them right now if you want to call us at 1-800-520-1067. Your chance to earn them on All-Star Night of Comedy April 3rd. You can call now to play the game. You know, it's funny. During the song there, we were talking about actress Sigourney Weaver, who's on the phone. We'll talk to her in 1 second. And everybody in the room loves Sigourney Weaver, yet all of us have a different favorite Sigourney Weaver movie.
Yeah.
That shows you the amount of great films that she has been in over the years. And, of course, she's in the highest grossing movie of all time, a little movie called Avatar. She joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Miss Weaver, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well.
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're talking about the Oscars, which are this weekend, of course, could be big for you Avatar folks. But Oscar week must bring back a lot of great memories for you with all the times you've been nominated, too.
Well, it is. You know, it's a wonderful way for the people to come together to celebrate all the great work that year and celebrate the community and the sort of the wonderful jobs we all get to have in the business. So I'm very excited to go again, and I'm thrilled, of course, that Avatar is one of the 10 films nominated. All the 10 films are so extraordinary, I think, and but I'm delighted to be part of that.
What do you think about the move to make it from 5 to 10 movies?
You know, I have to say I was skeptical at first. I thought it would maybe dilute the excitement of being one of the best five.
Right.
But looking at these 10 films from Up to Avatar to Serious Men to Blindside, it's such an amazing variety of films, and I think we couldn't have picked a better year to pick the top 10. I think it's actually a great idea.
That's a good point. There are some years where it'd be pretty thin to find 10 movies that people wouldn't laugh at, but you're right. Every one of those movies is a quality movie, and they are so different, and we're just so happy to see movies that ordinarily wouldn't get the kind of attention they deserve, like Up is a perfect example, that ought to be a Best Picture nominee, for God's sake.
I think so, too. You know, I think Pixar always turns out a highly original, wonderful, beloved movie, and I'm glad that they're now part of the community, because that's where they belong.
Now, the movie Avatar has made $750 billion.
It's made all the money in the world.
Yes.
Have you already started on two?
Well, I know that Jim Cameron said a few times on our world tour that after putting so much love into this world that he created, he would love to go back. So I think he has a bunch of ideas, and it is a great family of actors and technicians, and we would all love to work together again, of course.
What I love about science fiction is that your character, and I don't want to spoil it for the three people who haven't seen it, maybe doesn't necessarily automatically recommend herself for a sequel with what happens to her, but the beautiful thing about sci-fi is there's a way for you to come back if you want.
That's
to, right?
It's science fiction, darling.
Look, you go back a long ways with James Cameron. You guys have done a lot of work together, so obviously you had confidence in him when you signed up to do this role, but did you have any idea that the movie would end up being as unbelievable as it is when you guys were making it? Because you're an actress working on a blue screen mostly.
Well, actually, the wonderful thing about this is that there was no blue screen. We were in our little cap suits jumping around in this empty stage, and it was all what he called performance capture. Much easier, I think, for everyone than blue screen, which is sort of artificial.
Right.
The script was the most ambitious, exciting script I'd ever read. It took me 3 days to read it once. There was so much detail, and I'm a fast reader. And I just thought, I've never read anything like this. And if anyone can pull it off, it's Jim Cameron, because he loves the audience, he respects the audience, he wanted to take the audience to a different world and give them an experience they'd never had before.
Has there ever been a greater difference in what you do as an actress making the movie to the final product on the screen? You go, well, look at it and you go, wow, how did he make what we did into that?
Well, it's true that when you, in rehearsal, and actually when we were shooting, we could see a roughed out version of our avatar selves when we were doing the capture.
Oh,
so you could sort of see yourself blue and 10 feet tall. But what he did, what Weta did in the last year of giving so much detail to everything, I didn't realize my avatar would look so much like Sigourney. It sort of freaked me out a little bit when I saw it.
Well, we've just been amazed when we've had Mr. Cameron on at how calm and cool he is, and he's the kind of guy who in his head can juggle 100 things at once, and that just confounds the rest of us who are just trying so hard just to keep up.
I'm right with you there, and he is, I think, a genius, and I think that he's so proud to have these 9 nominations, and I think we're also excited to all be there that night. I think it's going to be such a good show. Bill Mechanic and Adam Shankman want to give the audience a show like they've never seen before, with so many new elements, and of course, wonderful hosts and great presenters and great dancers, and just it's going to be a glamorous, gorgeous, fun show.
Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin are your hosts. The Academy Awards happen this Sunday, March 7th at 5 on ABC, then your local news, and then Jimmy Kimmel Live special includes Sting, Matthew McConaughey, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner. It sounds like a fantastic night of programming on ABC. Sigourney Weaver, like I said when we brought you on, we're enormous fans of yours. Thank you for taking the time to talk to the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited about this year's April Foolishness Show. It's an all-star night of comedy with our friend Jimmy Kimmel, also Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Bill Burr, Adam Carolla, just added to the lineup, by the way, Kevin Smith, and you're not hearing me wrong. All of those performers on one stage on one night, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. Proceeds to great local charities, Boarding for Breast Cancer and Camp Laurel. Tickets go on sale to the public this Saturday, but there's a pre-sale today. At what time, West Coast time, local live as we say this, Kevin? Is it 10 o'clock?
I believe it's 10 o'clock.
10, yeah.
And I say that because you can still get in on the pre-sale by being a Street Team member. It is free. Go to kevinandbean.com and sign up and then buy your tickets before they go on sale to the public. You do not want to miss out on the show. And we want to give away some tickets to it right now, in fact, with a little game we like to call.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Hey, Mr. Announcer Man.
Intergalactic planetary, planetary, intergalactic.
Yeah! Into the Beastie Boys, are you?
I love the Beastie Boys!
Now, Mr. Nelson, I'm so glad you're here because we have had mixed success with the hardest game in the world. Remind our listeners who weren't with us earlier in the week what happened when we tried to play.
Last time we played our game, we gave away no tickets.
So zero.
No one got the correct answer.
All right, so
zero.
So to us.
Not one.
So to us.
Bupkis.
Right.
Zilch.
So to us.
Nada.
That means we need to do it again.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Explain to the folks on hold and those listening at home how the game is played and won.
We'll be saying the names of some of the comedians performing in this year's April Foolishness comedy event. All you need to do is identify that comedian. Oh, I almost forgot. We'll be saying the names backwards.
Yeah! Is this easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do we have? Let's find out.
Who do we have first?
First up is Kara.
All right. Hey, Kara.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to the hardest game in the world.
Hi.
Again. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. Stop saying right. Hi then.
Listen up. You're going to hear the name of one of the performers on the stage that night for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. It'll be backwards. You can only hear it twice, but then you have to tell us who the correct person is forward. If you're right, you win the tickets. Listen up.
Okay.
Adam Carolla.
Look at that!
First time!
How about that?
We didn't even have to play it twice.
Woo!
Congratulations, you're in. That's how easy it is. Who's our next contestant, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Lionel. He's an engineer. Woo-hoo!
Hey, Lionel.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hardest game in the world. You ready?
Yes.
Sorry, fashion. Sorry, fashion.
Jeffrey Ross.
Jeffrey Ross.
Whoa! Come on. What happened?
It's the easiest game in the world.
We literally went through this entire game and got zero winners. Now we're 2-for-2.
Well, I think we've learned that our Tuesday listeners are stupid. Our Thursday listeners are smart. That's the only explanation.
Next up is Shane. He or she works in heating and or air conditioning.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, good morning.
Hardest game in the world. You ready?
I'll do it.
No pressure, but everyone else has gotten it so far.
Here you go.
Herb.
One more time.
Herb.
That would be...
We need an answer.
Joe Rogan?
I'm sorry.
Bill Burr.
Oh. Nice try, though. Sorry. Thanks for playing.
Shane's dumb!
No, it's a hard game. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Next up is Christine. She sells things.
Is she a hooker?
Wink, wink.
Mr. Announcer, you think she's a hooker?
Drugs and her body.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. I don't think you have anything to base that on. She's just in sales. That's all
I did her.
All right, Christine, listen up. Name this performer at the April Foolishness Show. You'll hear the name backwards.
One more time. I think you were talking. Listen, here's one more time.
Oh, my God. Am I going to be the only one who doesn't get it?
Well, no, the last guy didn't get it.
But, oh, yeah.
But does that help? I mean, do you want to not go but just be with company?
No, I'm going. It was... Aziz Ansari?
I'm sorry, it was...
Joe Rogan.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nice try, though. Thanks for playing.
Back
how about
to the
another contestant?
For you, hooker!
Oh, what a shame. We were going to take her out of her miserable life for one short night.
Are we going to rescue her?
What? No! What's up is Mark?
All right. Hi, Mark.
Morning, Kevin and Bean.
You ready?
Mark, you're really a wheelchair tech? That's your job?
Yes, I fix wheelchairs for a living.
Wow. Don't help the handicapped. They get everything.
Oh,
seriously.
Stop it,
Bean. I'm just saying. I don't like them. You know that. All right, listen up. Here's your name.
Hear us not. See is the.
Now again, to us, this one seems like the only giveaway there is. I'll play it one more time.
Hear us not. See is the.
Sort of the same backwards as forwards. Sort of.
Aziz Ansari?
Yes!
Aziz Ansari.
Nicely
well done.
Well,
would have been very disappointing if you missed that. All right, we just have time for one more contestant, Mr. Announcer Man.
Next up is Adriana. She's a student.
Hey, Adriana.
Hey, oh my God!
I don't know why everybody's yelling.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here it is backwards. One more time.
You know what? I love you guys. Can't you just give it to me?
Sure!
Yeah!
Oh, wait, no, that's not how the game works.
The problem is that the guy that didn't get it right that we hung up on, then he gets mad.
And what about the hooker?
What about the hooker?
Yeah, what about the poor sad hooker? Come on.
I mean, she's a hooker. Forget her. Silver Zimmerman?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
No, the opposite of Sarah Silverman effect. All right, thank you for playing anyway. Don't forget, folks, Street Team membership is free. Sign up at KevinandBean.com. Get your tickets today to the public. They go on sale Saturday. Details at KevinandBean.com. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:38.
The pit bull of comedy, Bobby Slayton, joins us later on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we crack open the video vault with Ralph Garman. He'll be reviewing Mansquito. That's coming up next hour. Why does nobody excited and confident when I say I've got a mystery guest? I come through on the mystery guest.
Here's the thing. You have come through on the mystery guest before, but there are two reasons to have a mystery guest. One, because it's a great surprise, which I hope is what this is going to be.
Or two. Okay.
And two is you don't want to run this person through the rest of us because we would all say no. And I hope that's not what this is.
Or you're going to burn someone.
Yeah.
When we go to the phone and it's the great Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, talking about Dancing with the Stars, you're going to be disappointed then. That's what you're saying?
I'm saying yes, as a matter of fact.
All right. I think we've got a big intro. Let's find out who the mystery guest is.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's mystery guest.
Mystery guest. Who do you think the mystery guest is? I don't know. Let's find out who the mystery guest is. Come on, let's find out who it is now.
Kevin, today's mystery guest is perhaps best known as Scarlet in the movie G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra, the hot green alien in Star Trek, and of course, soon she will be seen as Mrs. Bean. Smart, articulate, funny, well-built Bean is going to be stealing the beautiful actress Rachel Nichols away from whoever she's dating. Wow. That's happening soon, and she joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Look, we love you. Love.
We do.
But wait, let me finish. Bean ruins it, though.
No, I mean, not at all.
Listen. Bean under the bus. Not every time.
I can, Rachel. He ruins it because he talks about you so much.
Rachel, I love her too much. That's the problem. I love her too much.
On the weekends, at home, I'll get a text from Bean at 7 in the morning on Saturday. I miss Rachel Nichols.
Oh, Bean.
Out of the
blue.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet because you're the object of the affection. For us, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. What are you texting us this for, you a-hole?
Well,
listen.
No, don't know the damage you're doing.
We actually have. Now, hold on a second, everybody. We love Rachel. We're happy to catch up with her. But there's actually a serious reason why Miss Nichols is on the phone today, because she needs our help. The bat signal went up into the sky, and we've got to figure out a way to save this damsel in distress. What happened, Rachel?
Well, I'm very thankful for the Twitter bat signal, because that's how you and I got in contact about me being the mystery guest. This is more of a warning to people. I, yesterday, was hiking Runyon Canyon. I parked my car in broad daylight on Franklin Street, put my purse in the back seat behind the tinted windows on the floor, and somebody smashed out the window and stole the entire bag out of my car while I was hiking.
Wow.
And what they think happened, which is good for people to know, is that someone was actually watching me. Someone saw me move my purse from the front passenger seat into the back seat because they were charging things on my credit card 15 minutes after I parked my car and met my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Bean, what was in her purse? What else was there?
Hey, don't look at me. Dave the King of Mexico was the one who was running running Canyon yesterday. It wasn't me. Hey, Rachel, what was in your purse that got stolen? Is everything gone?
Everything was in my purse. And I'm about to leave for 3 months to go to Bulgaria, believe it or not.
Awesome.
And,
was your passport in there?
Thankfully, no. But license, credit cards, I had to call, you know, all the credit cards on me. I mean, I just thought to myself, I said, you know, I would have forgiven the people if they'd just thrown the bag back into the car.
Just leave me the bag.
Leave me the bag. It was a gift from a girlfriend of mine, and it was a bag that I loved, and they took the whole thing. Sunglasses. Who wants my Chanel lipsticks? Not them. I do.
Bean does. But here's my question. Rachel, you think that there are kind, like really understanding thieves out there that go, you know what? I'll bet this bag is important to her. I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, I'm never seeing that puppy again.
Not again ever. No.
So
I looked in every trash can. My poor girlfriend Stacy was, you know, we thought maybe they trashed the bag, threw it in the edges.
Right.
No such luck.
Yeah.
So that's really good thinking, because most people, they just kind of get out of view. They want to hide behind a tree or something, steal the cash, and then leave it behind. They don't want to be lugging the purse around. But you tried that already, and there's no reason to call the police on something like this. They can't or won't do anything for you, right?
They can't do anything. And that purse was large and heavy. I mean, I could have fit a small child in there. I'm a chick. I carry a big purse. They should have left it behind. I'm sure it was an albatross carrying it all the way.
Was there a small child in the bag?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right.
Not to my knowledge.
Here, by the way, is here's another reason why Rachel is better than we are, Kevin. So what time did the purse get stolen? Like 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, something like that?
Yeah, I went in. No, I met my girlfriend Stacy for a hike at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So literally at like 10:15, they were hitting up the Shell station with my Visa card.
Okay, but by the end of the day, you had already gone through the process to get a new temporary driver's license. I would have just driven without a driver's license until it expired. It's crazy that you were able to get that done in one day.
This old chestnut. I couldn't. My car obviously was down one window.
Right.
So clearly, I couldn't just hang out with no window. So I have to bring it into the dealership, and the only way you can get a loaner is if you have a license.
Oh,
you know,
they're not
going to. So you need a license and a major credit card, which clearly I didn't have.
Right.
So I had to bring a girlfriend with a license and a credit card and my temporary license, and then she could rent the car and they could put me on as a secondary driver.
Oh,
wow.
What a pain
in the
ass.
The grand irony is you can't get a loaner car from your dealership without a license.
That's great news.
Yeah.
All right. So message one is be careful. Make sure nobody's watching when you stash your stuff, when you're going to park your car somewhere, even in broad daylight. That's message number one. Message two is, I guess we're hoping somebody out there saw something, knows something, finds the bag, get in touch with us, right? I mean, that's the goal here.
I mean, I literally, I would forgive anyone. I don't even need the wallet back, although I did love the wallet. But
listen, you got to pick. You got to pick. You can't have everything. You want the bag or the wallet? Okay, keep everything, but we want the bag back.
I'm sure they're really bummed because I only had about $20 cash in there. I'm sure they probably burnt the bag afterwards. They were so angry. Yeah.
How could she not have more cash?
I know.
Look, if there's one thing we've learned, it's that hot chicks don't need cash. That's not their currency, so they don't have to worry about that. All right, so just in case, I know it's a long shot, but if anybody saw anything, knows anything, and if anybody finds the bag, finds the license, finds the wallet, anything, you can contact us here at the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll figure out a way to get it back to
Rachel.
And I will
give you a reward. There will be a reward. I'm not sure what it is, but I will come up with something
fancy. I got some ideas. Oh, I got some great ideas. What? I'm just saying.
Now, Rachel, on a serious note, seriously. Yeah. We can talk because Bean can't hear us now.
I'm right here. Of course I can hear you.
You know, stalkers should not be encouraged.
Oh, how dare you. It's not like that.
If you talk to a security, agency, they'll tell you the smallest encouragement for these people.
Well,
puts them over the edge.
I have to say, I had told Bean that I would come in this morning he wanted me to come in, and he actually said it was okay to be on the phone.
What? I knew we had a very busy, very full show. I didn't want to drag her out of bed and have her come down for 10 minutes. That's why I was looking out for her and her comfort. That's what I was thinking of.
You're the worst stalker ever.
I'm not a stalker. That's why. Because it's love. It's true, actual love. It's not stalking.
Rachel, if I could just weigh in, the next time you want to be on our show, please come in. But don't encourage Bean. Every once in a while, he'll go, Rachel Nichols just tweeted that she's running right now. And she's driving someplace. And she just went to the store. And we go, Bean, stop reading us her tweets.
Listen, we got to go. We're out of time. I don't know why you're going to Bulgaria, but please keep in touch and let us know how it's going. All right, sweetheart?
I will. I miss you guys. It's always good to talk to you. And I will talk to you soon.
You're the best.
You bet. Sounds good. Thank you, Rachel. We love you. Bye-bye.
Stop encouraging Bean.
I will. I'll stop. Okay. I'm done.
Thank you. Bye. Maybe. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:54. Ralph, allow me to just recap the last couple of seconds of conversation that we had.
I don't know that we need to necessarily do this on the air.
Kevin,
I don't
want to
cut into Ralph's time. Come on.
I think he would be interested in hearing. We had Rachel Nichols on.
Oh, you did?
A few minutes ago.
Oh.
And Bean just said the words.
How did that happen? I'm sorry. I was in the other room cutting up Mansquito, so I didn't hear any of the
She tweeted something about losing her purse, and then Bean, Bean's all over her. Right. So I told her, you got to be careful about him because he's a stalker. But Bean just said, just before that song ended, I think I might have a shot with her. Those words came out of Bean's mouth.
I believe she and I would be very happy together. I really do. I think I see that. You know how you see some people, you go, wow, that could work. I could see a relationship happening there. That's how I feel about Miss Nichols. I really do.
Keyboard Cat, come on.
I think I have a shot.
We have lots of interests, mutual interests in common that we both agree on.
Yep.
Like how much we love her.
I do.
She'd love me.
Yep. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Can you imagine anyone she'd be less happy with? Rachel Nichols?
No, I can't.
She's a vital young woman who probably has a voracious sexual appetite, likes to go out and have fun with her friends and party and, spend time socializing. She's probably just a well-rounded human being.
And while you were saying those words, Bean was breaking out in hives.
I know.
So, no.
No. Nothing in that list of things is anything he would enjoy.
Well, physically, he... Oh, no.
No.
Sorry.
Zero to offer.
Well, emotionally...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Spencer Pratt apparently is feeling poorly these days, according to TMZ.com. He was playing tug-of-war with his tiny Pomeranian dog. And the dog had a rope in its mouth, and he put the rope in his mouth, and they started tugging back and forth. By the way, how flimsy is Spencer Pratt when he can't win a tug-of-war against a Pomeranian? the rope was snatched from his mouth. The Pomeranian ripped the rope from his mouth.
Yeah.
Spencer bit down and apparently bit a hole into his tongue.
Ouch. Oh. Finally, there's a little justice because his tongue has been torturing all of us for a long time.
Word is he hasn't been able to speak for the past few days.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. So we're all blessed. He said that this may be a sign from God that God wants him to shut up in 2010.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could even God get him to shut up in 2000?
No, and he's kidding around. There's no possible way he believes that.
He's talking out about shutting up.
I know.
That's
exactly.
I think he's the world's biggest douchebag.
Right.
Spencer, how you feeling? How's the tongue feeling these days?
It's a little bit better, kid. We can hear it. Yeah, my voice still hurts. The reason I bit through my tongue is because my teeth are made of diamonds.
Diamonds, you know that. I did not know
that. Jacob the Jeweler, $104 million.
All right. Kate Gosselin is going to be dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Not for long. She's not very likable. Has a lot to do with that show, right? Doesn't it?
Here's the thing. The likability factor. You say she's not very likable. However, she did have millions of viewers who watched her television program faithfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was before all this stuff happened with the husband. And
yeah, but of the two of them.
She seems like a terrible mother.
No. But
I think she was less likable on the show when he seemed like the poor husband who was being browbeaten by his domineering wife. Once they split up, and
well,
he proved to be a douchebag who was wearing Ed Hardy and had 20-something girlfriends.
Yeah, he tried to out-douchebag her. No
question.
I think
she got a lot more sympathetic in comparison.
Well.
But now she just seems like a publicity grubbing whore.
Well, she's got a lot of free time. She doesn't have anything else to do at home. You know, it's not like she has kids or anything. Wait a minute!
Yeah.
She's got 8 children to raise. She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Apparently, John isn't happy because she refuses to give him any additional custody time. So while she's dancing with the stars, the kids are going to be dancing with nannies. They're going to be spending extra time with the help and less time with mom or dad.
So that doesn't tell you what you need to know about her?
It tells me everything I need to know about her. I'm not talking about myself.
Can't watch
I'm talking
after
about
them.
The masses. I'm talking about the great unwashed.
Oh, well, I'm their dad. I'll watch them.
Nope. No. Nannies. So she was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was talking to her, and she admitted pretty much that she can't dance.
Okay.
Not much of a dancer, not much of an athlete.
Good.
But she's convinced that she's going to win. Inexplicably.
Based on...
Here's that conversation.
You know, it is concerning because I am going to win, so I'm just
going to... So you are determined to win. Are you a competitive person?
Have you watched my show?
Well, I mean, it's different when it comes to, like, to sports and that sort of thing. So this is something you'll really... Like, have you played sports or any of those types of things as a kid or growing up?
I don't know that I was really coordinated enough, which is, again, a problem with dancing. But
yeah.
I can run.
You can run?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's going to come in handy. You probably won't be chased during the course of the show.
Oh, I hope she gets chased. It'd be awesome. Like Ocho Cinco starts going after her. It'd be awesome.
Oh, dear God. She's the worst.
Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Catherine O'Hara, one of my favorite funny ladies. She is 56 years old today. Did you ever watch the old SCTV series that was on television? It was sort of the Canadian version of Saturday Night Live. Boy, was that a funny show. She's 56.
She's probably best known from being in almost all the Christopher Guest movies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's funny.
Patricia Heaton is 52 years old today. Steven Weber from Wings is 49. Evan Dando of the Lemonheads turns 43 years old. Former bassist for Metallica Jason Newsted is 47. Actress and singer Patsy Kensit celebrates her 42nd birthday today. And Landon Donovan of your L.A. Galaxy. He plays a sport called soccer. It's very popular in Bulgaria and other third world countries.
He's actually playing in England right now for a team called Everton.
What is it with soccer players, by the way? How many teams can they be on? Can you just play wherever the hell you want? Is the sport so disorganized that people just show up and start playing for other people's teams?
There is something called on loan, and they do that all the time.
Up.
I know, it's really weird.
Oh, why don't Peyton Manning come over and play for the Eagles once in a while? That'd be great during the season.
He's on loan this week.
It's like a BS sport. We got to talk about a BS sport. Soccer is it blows on every
I love
level.
Soccer, but this is a whole different league. I mean, you know, the MLS is off now. So he goes over to another league and plays for a while.
It's just bogus.
But isn't it, Ralph, how is it different from NBA players who go play European basketball in the offseason?
Yeah, they don't. The real players don't go to play in Europe. Kobe doesn't go over and join the Barcelona team.
Well, but do you know why?
Because he's a professional?
Because I think the best league for basketball is here.
Uh-huh.
That's not true of soccer. There are other places in the world where soccer is at an amazing level.
Well, then go play where it's best.
That's where he's doing now.
Well, then why does he come back where it's bad?
Well, it's not bad. He's American. He wants to play here, but he wants to do both.
Why does he want to do here?
Why do you hate?
Why? Cashish, baby. Money. That's all. He's a money-grubbing whore.
I think he's trying to get in shape and get ready for the World Cup.
I'm just saying soccer players should die. That's all I'm saying.
Soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking.
Let's just have real sports in America. That's
David
all I'm
Beckham
saying.
Plays for AC Milan, and then he'll come back and play for the Galaxy.
Yes, I do. I play everywhere. I play here, and I play hither and yon.
Oh, don't
That's
hate.
Where I play.
Why do you
Unless
hate?
My ankle's a little bit sore, then I just sit down. And then the Spice Girl brings me tea.
That's pretty good, Beckham.
He is so flimsy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is just for you. Don't tell anyone else. If you join the K-Rock Street Team, you can buy tickets today at 10.
Really?
For Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
That's less than 2 hours away.
Pre-sale.
Cool.
And then on Saturday, they go on sale to everybody else.
All right.
What's left, if anything's left.
So all right. Good luck with that. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, the very latest from our very favorite singer from New Zealand, Wing. Coming up in about 50 minutes, then we open up the video vault. Ralph Garman reviews Mosquito for us and comedian Bobby Slayton. That's all on the way from The Kevin and Bean Show.
Dude, what? Wing is what? Too hot. We must do Wing now.
What? We cannot wait.
Another
I will not accept no for an answer.
I didn't realize that Wing was up next, but okay,
oh,
fantastic.
She's so good. She has to be up next, and after that, and then after that as well. We're bumping the rest of the show.
You went all Wing all the time.
Yes.
All right, so here's the deal with Wing. She's got to be a 60-year-old woman. She's Chinese, we found out, but for some reason she operates out of New Zealand. She's got 16 albums out, each one worse than the one before, yet she's managed to get quite a fan base going. I mean, let's face it, Kevin, you'd go see her in concert if she played stateside.
In a second, because she's worse than any of the American Idol contestants at the beginning of the season. I mean, she's just so bad, and she's so off-key.
Yes.
And timing-wise, she's almost never timing. You know, her timing is not right.
She never starts at the right time.
I love her. So we had her on the show, and she says that she'll call and sing happy birthday or whatever for $7, $8. That's what got us interested. Now we have her calling the Afro line and leaving us messages with songs. And she has a new song that she would like to turn us on to. This is the one that got it all started, Bean, with Rappy McRapperson.
Okay.
Now, Rappy McRapperson is the dude's real name. That's not just a funny
Really? He was born given that name,
yes.
Well, he had no choice than to grow up and be a famous rapper, right?
No, but I mean, that's the name he goes by.
Right.
And she does a song with him, and that's the first one that she would like to share with us today.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is String. You will very much like my new song, South Bank Outside, with Rappy McRapperson.
Okay, now,
she
did call him Rappy McRapperson.
That's what I thought.
But that is not his name, his stage name. There's no crap.
Although
It should be, yes.
Buy it on iTunes today, and you'll get down to the beat.
Okay, you can get down to the beat.
Cool.
All right. With Wing and
that sounds promising.
Rappy McRapperson.
Now, here it is.
She knows how to sell a song.
So fine, I fine, through the hood. Cooking on the Yamaha is so good. So fine, I fine, Luna fine, through the wind. It's time to
hide. Here comes the rap, people.
Put down to the beat. Put down to the beat. Get down to the beat. Get down to the beat.
Come on.
Oh my God. The rhythm, feel the rhythm, feel the rhythm, baby.
Feel the rhythm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
My name is Ring. I like to rap and like to sing. I like to gym and like to swim.
Okay, now, this continues for a long time.
Who gets down to the beat less than Wing?
No one.
I know. It sounds like an automated computer program, doesn't it? It sounds like you type words into your computer and it plays it back. It doesn't sound like any human with any kind of feel for music at all.
So I'm not going to play any more of that one, although we'll probably put it up online. Because it does go on for 75 minutes.
Oh, good.
Well, who wouldn't want to hear 75 minutes of that?
How about some Beatles?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Wing calls back.
Hi, here is a song you can clap with me and sing with me.
You can crap with her and sing with her.
Clap. I think it's clap.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I misunderstand that?
Here it is. I want to hold your hand.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the song goes higher here, right?
Oh, dear God.
She's supposed to, yeah.
Hold your hand way high.
I want to hold your hand. Yeah. I want to hold your hand.
Unbelievable. You think John Lennon's rolling over in his grave right now?
I'm a terrible singer, and I know when to start that song.
Right. That's the funny thing. She never comes in on time and never makes it up.
It's so funny. Ralph is going to the video ball. He's doing Mansquito in a few minutes. I feel like we're listening to Womansquito right now. Doesn't this sound like half woman, half mosquito? Listen to how high she's trying to go.
I want her so badly. Was it yesterday or the day before, Bean, where somebody said that their dogs were going crazy?
Yes, last time we played Wing, exactly right. That Wing Sings the Beatles is, I think, one of her best records, too, though. I mean, right. Because you take the best songwriters of the 20th century, best musicians, then you put them together with the best singer. How do you go wrong? It's fantastic.
It's gold, right?
Yes.
I got a lot more, but I don't want to torture people with it. But we'll put them up online.
You mean delight them.
Internet Roundup, and you can listen to Wing to your heart's...
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Comedian Bobby Slayton next hour, minutes away from the video vault with Mansquito. So what's going on with the crazy Jacksons this week?
Well, there's tasers involved. I know that. TMZ is the site you want to go to if you want the accurate information. You can feel how you want about paparazzi and those kinds of sites. TMZ is right 99% of the time.
Yeah, they are very accurate.
They do their homework. Yeah.
But and so this one involves Jermaine Jackson's 13-year-old son. I don't think it's Your Majesty, which is one of his kids. I don't think it's Your Highness, which I think is another one.
I don't think he has a Your Highness.
I think it's Jafar.
Yes, Jafar is the kid who's in the controversy now.
Right. Bought a stun gun online.
Okay. So far, you're with him, right?
I'm with him. All 13-year-olds should have stun guns.
Absolutely. I bet you're looking forward to getting them for your kids.
But now here's the problem. In the house with Katherine Jackson, who was Michael Jackson's mom... And Blanket was there as well, one of Michael Jackson's kids.
Okay.
So Jafar decided to try out the stun gun on Blanket.
Of course.
Well, you're 13. You look around and you go, hey, there's my cousin. I'll try it on him.
Hey, Blanket, don't move. So apparently that's been a problem. People are not necessarily happy.
Stuff like this happens, maybe not necessarily with a stun gun, but kids do dumb stuff and they hurt their relatives. It's not that big a deal. But since it's Michael Jackson's family, all of a sudden it's all over the
and
news.
And how old is Blanket? Isn't he or she Blanket's, only like six, five?
Yeah, seven? Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine something like that. Well, I got great news for you, Kevin, because apparently we asked producer Alex to light us up somebody to talk to mm-hmm. on this story to get some more information. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe we have Blanket himself on the phone with us. We've never, I don't know that Blanket's ever given a media interview before, so this is a real thrill. Hey, Blanket, it's the Kevin and Bean Show here. How are you, buddy?
Down.
Wow. How about that?
Down.
So, do you prefer being called Blanket, or should we call you Prince, or Michael, or Two, or what?
You can call me Prince, or you can call me Prince Michael, or you can call me Blanket. Right. But don't call me Two.
Stupid. I will go with Blanket.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, Blanket, have you been tased in the last week?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
By my cousin.
Right.
My cousin.
Jafar?
Jafar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times?
A lot.
Oh, more than 10?
Yeah.
What's going on with that? I mean, you're a little kid. Why would he continue to tase you over and over again?
Because I'm not quick. I'm not a fast runner.
Oh, so he...
So I make a pretty good target, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just so sad. I hope that your grandma, I hope Katherine is going to step in and stop that kind of behavior.
Well, Jermaine's kids are jerks.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a sad...
Your Majesty.
Uh-huh.
And Your Highness.
Right.
There's not a Your Highness, you guys.
And Jerkoff.
No, there's no Jerkoff.
No, that's not his name.
What happened, Blanket?
Stop it, Jerkoff.
What happened? You just got tased again?
All those kids, they always do it.
What's happening? Oh, no.
That was Your Honor.
Oh, that's sad.
That was his son, Gerald. Oh, that was Jerfired. That is Gerard a joke for this bit.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:35.
The Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, joins us in a few minutes. Also, Ralph will be here with the movie beat, with the showbiz beat. In fact, Ralph is here right now with another regular feature that we do on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time to open the movie vault.
Welcome to Ralph's video vault.
Or the video vault.
Video vault is what I like
whatever
to call it.
Whatever it's called. I don't know. Either one. I don't actually listen to the show.
The past 8 years or so that we've been doing this segment, it's usually called the video vault.
Tell us about what sounds like the greatest movie I've ever heard of.
I take a look at bad video so you don't have to, and this week's is... So special. Here's the thing. We talked to the vice president of the Sci-Fi Channel when I was pitching myself as a cast member of Sharktopus.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Sharktopus! And he mentioned Mansquito, which was one of the original Sci-Fi Channel original films back when they first started making these bad B-movie, hilariously cheesy, funny horror movies.
These are these aren't people that are bad. These are people that are good being funny by making bad movies? It's hard to tell.
You be the judge.
All right.
This movie really walks the line. I think it's so bad it's wonderful to us. I don't know if they knew how bad it was at the time they were making it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's spectacular. Mansquito was out in 2005, was when it first aired on the Sci-Fi Channel. You can find it now on DVD, but sadly they have changed the name to Mosquito Man.
What?
Oh, that's not nearly as good.
In case people couldn't get the subtleties of the title Mansquito, I guess they had to simplify it for those people walking the aisles of their local Blockbuster
Mosquito
looking for a movie to take
Man.
Them. Mosquito Man is how you can find it on the DVD. But it is Mansquito, and when it opens, we find out that the world is suffering, or America at least, is suffering from the Gillen virus, which makes the West Nile virus look like a common cold, my friends.
No.
Mosquitoes are spreading this virus throughout America, and what they're trying to do is to develop a new strain of mosquito that is immune to this virus, will not be a carrier of this virus.
Right.
Release that into the wild, they'll start to procreate, the other strain of mosquito will die off, and we'll be saved by this virus. So there is a beautiful doctor named Jennifer Allen who is working on this mosquito.
All doctors in movies like these are beautiful.
Only in a Mansquito is all the female doctors look like lingerie models. And here's the thing about Dr. Jennifer Allen. She's played by Musetta Vander, who apparently is some sort of Slavic model.
Okay.
So you can hear sort of a Paulina Poroskova accent to her voice, even though she's Jennifer Allen of Baltimore in this film. Here she is talking to her boss, who insists that they release this mosquito right away so they can monetize it. They make a lot of money. But she wants to wait until she knows it's safe.
Sure.
The new breed of the mosquitoes have shown absolutely no trace of the virus. You said so yourself.
Yes, I did.
Jennifer, don't you realize what we have here? We're sitting on a gold mine. I mean, don't you read the newspapers? It's everywhere. Hell, you could be up for a Nobel Prize.
We are working around the clock to make certain that all our results are positive. Do you not think that we want to find a cure to this virus?
Come on, Jennifer, the results are very positive.
They're not ready, Aaron. We haven't even tested them on humans yet.
You're right. We haven't even tested them on humans yet.
Yes!
No, he doesn't!
The evil corporate guy!
Awesome.
Decides he's going to test it on humans. Who's he going to use? Oh, let's get a psychotic prisoner from the local prison.
That's how you do it.
Let's get a psychotic murderer. We'll bring him in and we'll test him. We'll test the mosquitoes on him.
Right.
Well, here's the problem. Ray Erickson, psychotic murderer, gets loose when he gets to the pharmaceutical company.
Uh-oh.
And starts to take people hostage. You see, and he is in the lab. And he has taken the doctor hostage, the doctor, beautiful Dr. Jennifer Allen. And he is right there next to the giant radioactive reactor that houses all the DNA of the mosquitoes.
Ah.
That's where he's hiding out. And there's a big gunfire that happens between him and the SWAT team.
Right.
Which sadly leads to a horrible explosion. Well, when you mix psychotic killer with radiation and mosquito DNA,
what do you
get? I have to explain to you what happens?
What do you get?
Mansquito?
You mean Mosquito Man.
He escapes from the facility, and they bring in Lieutenant Thomas Randall to investigate.
Sure.
Who is, by the way, the boyfriend of Dr. Jennifer Allen, the beautiful scientist. And if things weren't tied up neatly enough here in Coincidenceburg, he also has a another connection to this case.
Got a name. Ray. Ray Erickson.
You're kidding.
What, you heard of him?
Heard of him. I helped put him away. He's supposed to be on death row right now.
Well, he was. He was being transferred.
Where?
Here. Valiant Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, that's right.
Why?
Well, he was part of some kind of medical research program.
So, he's got history with Mosquito and with the doctor.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
That's odd.
So, Ray Erickson's psychopathic murderer turns into Mosquito, and now he is stalking through the streets of Baltimore.
What does Mosquito look like? What part is man? What part is Mosquito?
You remember The Fly? Jeff Goldblum's The Fly?
Yeah.
He looks like that. Big hunchback, buggy-looking dude. The like, claws. And a giant thing that comes out of his mouth that it's like a long straw that he sucks the blood out of.
That's how
he kills his victims, is he drains them of their blood because he's a mosquito.
Sure.
And he's hungry.
A big mosquito.
He's a big freaking mosquito. And he has turned fully now into this half-man, half-bug creature. And he is wandering the streets at night. And he goes into a local park after midnight. And I always love these scenes in every one of these monster movies where some mugger thinks it's easy prey and right. comes up to the guy.
Sure.
And this happens.
Yo! Sucker! Park's closed after dark unless you want to... Whoa! Ah! Oh!
Ah! Ah! Oh! That mugger messed with the wrong Mosquito, my friend. Sure did.
You don't call Mosquito sucker.
Yo, sucker! The park is closed!
This is Ralph's Video Vault. If you're just tuning in, Mosquito is the name of the movie.
Well, Dr. Tom Randall is hunting Mosquito, and he finds them in the bowels of Baltimore. By the way, shot in Bulgaria. It looks like Bulgaria. You see, like, all this, like, this communist housing in the background. Everything looks very poor.
Have you been to Baltimore?
That's true. So he goes into the bowels of the city, and he runs across Mosquito, and he's trying to tell everyone there's a giant bug loose in Baltimore. Do people believe him?
I'm guessing not.
No.
I know what I saw, Charlie.
He's a bug.
No. More like a mosquito.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I'm serious. That explosion must have done something to him. I'm telling you, it must have altered his DNA somehow.
I'm a stupid cop, but somehow I know about DNA and science and stuff.
I really do love there's always the guy who knows the truth, but no one believes him because it sounds crazy.
And that's
absolutely.
I do love
Ralph,
Planet Randall.
Ralph, as you're going through the video vault and you're hearing the Mosquito from the Sci-Fi Channel, does it make you, are you recommitted now to Sharktopus, or does
more
it make
than
you
ever.
Run as far away from Sharktopus as possible?
More than ever. I got so depressed that I wasn't in Mosquito. I didn't act soon enough to be in Mosquito.
You could have said, yo, sucker.
Easily. Well, here's the problem. Beautiful scientist Dr. Jennifer Allen, she was in the same room as Mosquito when that explosion happened.
Yes.
And she's starting to have some changes.
Is she Woman-Mosquito?
Her boyfriend cuts himself and she starts to lick up the blood. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So she tests her own DNA and has an unfortunate answer in the results.
It's mutated.
No!
Oh no!
So we get to see her turn into Woman Mosquito.
Did she
in her bra and panties?
Did she win the Oscar that year?
She did not win the Oscar.
This can't be happening.
She's still so hot, you would still do her though, even if she's half mosquito, right? I mean,
depends on which half.
Yeah. So they sedate her in the hospital to try to slow down the transformation process, the metamorphosis into Woman Mosquito.
Sure.
And Lieutenant Randall has to ask his girlfriend, "What's the best way to stop this guy? You know, I need to know his motivation."
Mosquitoes don't have emotions or motivations, Tom. They're simple creatures.
And what do they want?
Two things. To feed. And
to mate. He wants to mate, Tom. That's why he's looking for me.
Now Mosquito wants to bang his girlfriend!
All right! Awesome. Now it's on!
It's hard to be Lieutenant Randall. Well, Lieutenant Randall hunts him down with a grenade launcher... In the nearby hospital when he comes to rape his girlfriend. And there's a big bunch of tanks of oxygen surrounding Mosquito.
Sure.
And so he's got him just where he wants him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Mosquito!
Mansquito.
I love that he calls him
Mansquito. He has to get his attention before he fires.
Hey, Mansquito!
He can't just fire?
Do you think that little explosion kills Mansquito?
Oh, I was hoping.
No, sir.
Oh, no.
He's got a hardened exoskeleton.
Oh,
so
we're in trouble.
So he survives and he grabs beautiful Dr. Jennifer Allen and whisks her away to the underground of Baltimore/Bulgaria.
Right.
And so although the detective tries to save them both, it turns out that the Mansquito's just too strong. And Mansquito's got the girl in one of his pinchers.
Claws, pinchers.
And he's climbing on a big metal scaffolding. So what Jennifer does in her last vestige of humanity is grab a big electric power line that she gets her hands on and turns the scaffolding into a giant bug zapper.
Oh, so she gives her life to save the humanity?
She sacrifices herself to save us from Mansquito.
Wow. Oh,
and she's got the best line in the movie, time to fry.
Time to fry.
Because mosquitoes fly.
And so a lot of people say it's time to fly, but no, it's time to fry. Mansquito and a giant bug zapper takes him out.
Wow. Oh, that's so beautiful.
That's gold.
I recommend it highly.
Thank you. The vault. This has been Ralph's Video Ball.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:56.
Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, coming up next on The Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, don't forget, there's still time for you to be a member of the street team and buy your tickets before they go on sale to the public for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, April 3rd. That's at the Gibson Amphitheater. Phenomenal lineup. Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Kevin Smith, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, all on the bill. Cleto and the Cletones, Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band, is going to be entertaining us that night as well. Proceeds to charity. Get all the details at kevinandbean.com. This will sell out fast, Ralph, just like last year. I mean, this is fantastic. Fantastic show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So definitely make your plans to buy your tickets and join us on the night of April 3rd. Time now for the Showbiz Beat. Ralph's here.
If you're not familiar with the name Bill Burr, I did one of Adam Carolla's live podcasts along with Bill. That's where I met him that evening and saw him do some stand-up with Adam and then consequently went and caught some videos of him on YouTube and other places. He is one of the funniest comics working today.
He's great.
You will wet yourself laughing. He is so strong. So it's a great lineup. You guys got Oscar fever? Are you excited?
No.
I'm kind of excited because of the hosts.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I do an Oscar party every year.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I just gamble.
None of us know that.
My wife and I just gamble, honestly. We just put money on every single category. And that way, when they're doing cinematographer, which I don't care about, you got money on it. It makes it more fun.
Yeah. It's for me, it's akin with the Super Bowl in terms of like putting food out and cocktails and just making a day of it. I love it.
So
I love
everything about it. Huh. You only invite your friends then, right? Which is why none of us have ever heard about it.
Not even that sometimes. Sometimes it'll just be the wife and I. But she'll put out like a spread of hors d'oeuvres and we'll open a bottle of champagne and we'll just make an evening of it. That's very exciting.
But if you'll come down, you're invited, Bean.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't make it this year.
Oh, you're not doing it.
No,
it's a shame.
You guys can't cancel fast enough for each other.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a DVD prize pack to give away thanks to the good people over at ABC. Of course, it is the Oscars on ABC this year, this Sunday. You can check them out at 5 p.m. That's when the action kicks off. And then after the local news, you got Jimmy Kimmel Live after the Academy Awards. You got his special on Sunday night as well.
That I'm excited for.
So it's going to be a great evening of television over there on ABC. It is a prize pack that contains five of the Best Picture nominated films this year. Of course, there are 10 nominated films. We'll give you five of the best DVDs. And all you have to do is answer this trivia question. What are the only two motion picture trilogies ever to receive Best Picture nominations for each installment of those trilogies? There are two trilogies. That means three films.
Okay.
And there's only two trilogies that all three of the films have been nominated for Best Picture.
How about that?
Okay.
It is not Police Academy. I will give you a hint.
Okay. Ace Ventura?
It is not Scream.
Okay.
It's not Ace Ventura, which I only thought there were two of.
There are only two.
Yeah. So call now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First person through with the correct answer gets this very special prize pack.
I think I know this one. I'm excited. I'm going to try to call.
You should. Call now. Christian Bale's sister is headed for bankruptcy.
Bitch.
And she's crying to the British press that her baby brother won't help her out.
No! No!
Sharon Bale says that she hasn't heard much from her Batman-starring brother since she had him arrested back in 2008.
She had him arrested? Or
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
She had him arrested.
She complained to the police saying that he was assaulting them.
Yeah.
Because they crashed his hotel room, remember, before the premiere? And
was
started demanding money from him, and he pushed them out of the way to get out of there?
Was he doing press at the time?
I think it was the night before the premiere, I think, of the latest Batman
movie. Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, she's broke, and now she says that Christian Bale has to give her money. Mm. And he is not responding to that.
And I don't blame him?
And they are finished professionally, that's what I've heard.
Really? Yes. They're not going to work together anymore?
He's not going to work with her anymore. Good for you, he said, when she said, I'm bankrupt. Heidi Montag is disappointed in the size of her breasts.
Good. Me too. They're way too small.
Heidi claimed that she thought her brand new triple D cup breasts would be bigger.
She's
a triple D.
Right.
She says they aren't as big as she thought they would be originally when she got them implanted.
Does she just want to tip over forward? I mean, is that her goal, just to fall on her face a lot?
I'm not sure what her goal is, but she's considering perhaps getting larger breasts.
It's been long enough, I think. I mean, she had that other surgery like a couple of weeks ago.
She did.
So
it's time to move on. Her surgeon, by the way, Dr. Frank Ryan, told Us Weekly magazine that after the 10 procedures he performed on her last time, he feels there's simply nothing left for him to do, so he would not be involved in any further surgery.
He's stepping away after only 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's afraid he might lose a license or something.
I think you might be right. Yeah.
And it's always worth mentioning whenever Ralph brings up the 10 surgeries that she looks worse after the surgery than she did before. That's
Absolutely.
An important component for me.
Yep. And American Idol last night, the girls performed. Crystal Bowersox apparently was the big winner for the evening. She is the yellow-toothed, smelly dreadlock-having... who's that broad from the 60s with the raspy voice?
Janis Joplin?
Janis Joplin wannabe broad.
She's got that gravelly voice
type
thing.
She performed last night.
And apparently, by all accounts, she was the big vote-getter, according to those people. You know, dialidol.com, they follow.
Right.
They could follow the traffic that goes on the phones and see who gets the most votes. Apparently, she was the big winner last night.
She's a weird contestant. First of all, you're right. She's got the jewel snaggle tooth thing going.
She's missing teeth. She's got two teeth missing, one on each side.
I don't think she's missing teeth. I think she's got a tooth behind the other one.
Brother.
I think it looks like her teeth are behind each other. I don't think they're missing.
Brother. She's missing some teeth.
All right.
They're honked up.
Anyway,
we know that.
They're way honked up. She's got a kid, and she was the one in the Hollywood rounds, Kevin, who they interviewed her, and she said, I don't really watch the show, but I need the money, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah. I was going to scowl on her face. She seems miserable to be there. She thinks she's way above the whole process because she's sort of a street performer, and she does, you know, her little indie jazz crap numbers and stuff. So she's winning, but she's miserable about it.
So that she's not going to be winning for long then.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Well, I don't know what does a contestant like that do when it gets to be disco night or Motown night or something like that? She can't do that kind of music. I mean, she's going to stumble.
But dog, she's always herself, dog. She's always genuine and she's honest, dog, from the streets, yo.
That's what Ellen DeGeneres said last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that weird? We have a winner to my trivia question?
We do.
James? James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy, what are the two trilogies that each of the three films were nominated for Best Picture?
The Godfather trilogy and Lord of the Rings.
And what?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, correct. Congratulations. Hold on, we're going to give all the details, but we're going to give you DVDs of five of this year's 10 nominated films.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Cool. Nicely done. Hold on.
Yeah, I forgot Godfather 3 was nominated.
Yeah, for Best Picture, right?
Yeah. It's been a soft year.
I like that movie.
I do, too, but Best Picture?
Yeah, no, it wasn't as good as the other two.
Sure.
I know.
Well, the problem, I mean, if that movie had come out independent of the others, we probably would have loved it, but the first two were perfect, so paled in comparison for sure.
Oh, I got diabetes! I just need some chocolate and some orange juice. Yeah. Thank you, Pope. I didn't go for that so much. Today's celebrity birthdays.
I forgot all those scenes.
Stephen Weber from Wings is 49 years old today. Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond is 52. Someone sent me an angry email when I mentioned that she's not she's hitless since that show.
Right.
That she's got something on ABC called The Middle, I guess it's called.
Oh, I don't know.
Her and the guy who played the janitor on Scrubs. Apparently
that's
her
right.
mom and dad.
Yeah.
And she's
oh, I like
got
that
some
guy.
Kids.
That's right, yeah.
I've not seen that show. All right. Someone tells me it's very funny. So there you go, Patricia.
Tell them to take it easy, though.
Yeah.
How worked up can you get?
You have to jump to the defense of Patricia Heaton. I'm sure she's fine. Catherine O'Hara is 56 years old today. Evan Dando of the Lemonheads celebrates his 43rd birthday. Jason Newsted, formerly of Metallica, is 47. And Landon Donovan from the LA Galaxy and four other professional soccer teams. Apparently, he just plays wherever you want him. Give him $10, he'll show up and play for your team.
Most importantly, Team USA.
Yeah.
He is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Being from Tennessee, are you as big of a fan as Paramore as I am?
That's an excellent question, Dave. Thank you so much for asking that. How about 9 o'clock tonight on the Showtime? It's the Pitbull of Comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby Slayton, Born to be Bobby, will air then. Bobby Slayton is on the Kevin and Bean Show right now.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Bobby.
Oh, boy.
How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you know what? I got to see the special the other day, and I do want to say, if you're not Jewish or Muslim or Black or Mexican, Asian, or a woman, I think you're really going to like it a lot.
Those others are questionable.
There's something to offend everybody. And by the way, I'm already working on the sequel. It's going to be Jew Boy Fights Mansquito, and it's going to be live pay-per-view on HBO, so I'm going to go back to HBO.
I would pay to see that.
Yes.
Now, all right, Bobby, really? First things first, let's see the tattoo.
Oh. Well, you know what? I could take my shirt off, but I got it right here.
Oh, you have a picture, okay.
Yeah. Well,
the tattoo is real? That wasn't just a publicity stunt?
No,
I mean, actually get it for real?
No, it's not like I'm getting a head of tattoo at the state fair. You know, here's the thing. So the show opens up with me getting this tattoo, because Born to be Bobby to me, you know, the name, which I thought was kind of cute, just screams tattoo. Those old Sailor Jerry or Ed Hardy before he sold out to Paris Hilton and Beverly Hills. But, you know, you had like Born to Raise Hell, Born to be Bobby, Born to Lose. So I thought I'd get this tattoo on my back, and it opens up the special. Of course, it's only 30 seconds. They're not going to show me doing a tattoo for 3 hours.
Right.
But after the first hour, I said to the guy, "Are you almost done?" He goes, "Not even close." Now, I have a bunch of tattoos, and I know this tattoo is not going to take more than 45 minutes to an hour. You know, when I got my tramp stamp, my dolphin and my panda on my back, those only took a half an hour. I was only 16. I was a young girl back then. I didn't know.
Did the tattoo artist know that this was just a gag, or he was really trying to bring it home?
No, here's what he did.
How big is it?
It's that size? That size right there.
Wow. It's like an 8x10 photo, that size.
It's a big kind of
commitment.
You know, like a Cape Fear kind of, you know. Tattoo.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my next Showtime special, I'm going to get Showtime on my knuckles. That's why I'm not working for HBO. That only takes up 3 fingers. Now, anyway, so when I'm getting the tattoo, and I said to the guy, after an hour, he goes to smoke a cigarette. And I go, "We done?" He goes, "No, I'm just taking a break." And I said to the guy, and they're out in the Valley, great tattoo shop, but Body and Soul Tattoo. I said, "Why is this taking so long?" He goes, "Well, I know you're going to put this on the DVD box, so I want it to look really good." So I understood that.
Well, that
so he's
sense.
Really taking his time. Tattoo came out great. Didn't want to make any mistakes. But, you know, you can't stop in the middle. Because it's like when you're getting married, all of a sudden you're up there and you realize this is really painful. I made a big mistake and this hurts.
Right.
But you can't just walk away.
Right. So you have to just let it take as long as it takes.
Yeah. And by the way.
And not be a baby.
By the way, Bobby, let me interrupt you. And that's the only way to talk to you.
I know.
But I want the tattoo artist to take every bit as long as it takes to make the tattoo good because it is so permanent. I don't want to drive through tattoo or whatever you're asking the dude to do. 15 minutes and you're gone.
Exactly. And I'll tell you right now, you don't see Penn and Teller or Dexter or the Cast of Weeds making that commitment to Showtime.
That's true.
And I told, by the way, it's available for pre-order on Amazon, and I told them if it sells, I'm going to have to get Amazon.com on my butt. You know, I'm a company man. I'm doing it. By the way, Ellie May, how are you?
I'm fine,
my favorite
you.
Traffic broad.
You know, although it's Lisa, but that's fine.
To me, it'll always be Ellie May.
And by the way, the word broad is very, very flattering.
Do love that.
I can't tell if Bobby is bringing it back or Bobby never let it go in the first place.
It's just that Bobby can't use the other word because the FCC won't allow it.
Yeah, well,
no, no, because you know what? Broad to me, you know what I started using that word seriously? Is that when I did that Rat Pack movie years ago for HBO, and, you know, I started reading every book about Sinatra, and, you know, and I started drinking martinis, not because I wanted to be like Frank, but I realized, you know, I was a beer guy, and I smoked a lot of pot. And I said, you know what? Let's start smoking cigarettes, drinking vodka, and going out with the broads. So he just. I found out that the word broad, when you called a woman a broad, she got very upset. And I go, that's like a little kid using a dirty word when he knows it's going to upset the teacher.
Right, that's why you say it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me.
Stick.
I do say it in an endearing way. Now, Ellie Mae, my love, you know, now you're a woman. And you know what? Look, tell me if this is romantic or not. So last weekend's my anniversary.
Okay. I can look at you and know the answer is no.
She's heard you talk about your relationship enough to know the answer is unequivocally no.
Okay. My wife got to see the Showtime special, and she laughed a lot, which I'm not sure is a good sign or a bad sign, but she usually hates my wife jokes. She enjoyed it a lot. So last weekend is her anniversary. Okay, so I take her to the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego.
Nice.
You know that hotel? Is that romantic?
Very fancy.
Beautiful.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Gorgeous hotel.
Yeah,
okay.
Right on the beach.
Right on the
beach.
She's with you, though.
What's that?
She's with you.
She's like, yeah, well, I go,
I'm just checking.
He's going to send you with the pool boy?
But We have separate beds, like Lucy.
If he loved her.
Yeah, separate beds, like you know, like the Cleavers or the Ricardos.
You know, separate twin beds.
Yeah, we put glass between the bed. And we've always done that. Anyway, so we get to the hotel, and, you know, that hotel is supposed to be haunted. And I know you have a bunch of shows about the hauntings.
Sure.
It really is supposed to be. I don't know, a lot of them is bull crap, that most of these places aren't haunted, but the Hotel Del Coronado is supposed to be haunted. And there's one room where this beautiful woman killed herself, I guess, at the turn of the century, and it's impossible to get this room. So we go to the hotel, and I asked for the room, and they said, sir, this room is always taken. And my wife's going, I don't want to stay in a haunted room. I said, well, there's this woman there. There's a ghost. I go, this would be really cool. They said to me, sir, the room's always taken. Somebody just canceled. The room is available. My wife wouldn't stay in the room. Now, would that be romantic to you to stay in a ghostly room?
No.
Why not?
No.
Well,
it's not,
I mean,
romantic. I would be nervous all night.
It'd be a threesome, but not really.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
Right, get away with it because she doesn't exist anymore.
He's exactly. Right. That's as close as I'll get. I'm making love to my wife. I feel a cold breeze on my butt. I know. There's another chick in the room.
That's the best.
So your wife literally wouldn't stay in that room?
Nah, she wouldn't stay in there. Yeah. And then, you know, so we stayed in like a room a few doors away, and it was no big deal. But to me, see, romance to me is like Shutter Island. I'd like to go there. Speaking of Shutter Island, how you doing up there, Bean? What do you do all day up there on Shutter Island? What do you
We have to take a break right now, Bobby. I just can't believe after all these years of knowing you, we just realized you don't understand women at all. How about that? What a shocker that is. Bobby Slayton is here. We'll take a break and come back with more of the Born to be Bobby special airs tonight at 9 on Showtime. More in a moment after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph has a final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday coming up. In the meantime, we're spending time with our friend Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Comedy, with an all-new special on Showtime tonight. Bobby Slayton, Born to be Bobby. That's at 9 o'clock on the Showtime.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, in a couple of weeks, I'm in Irvine playing at the Improv. And they said that your show helps more than any other show. They said, you know, I'm not just kissing your butts here, but they said when people go on the Tonight Show with Leno or something, they do all these shows, it helps in other cities. But they said the Kevin and Bean Show. I mean, you know what? And I'm always making fun of you guys, but I'll tell you what makes me really appreciate you two. That includes you too, Bean. All three of you. Okay. And Ellie Mae too.
Nice.
The traffic broad. Here's what makes me really appreciate you guys. What Showtime had me do, the producers had me do the last three mornings, including this morning, is get up at 4:30 every morning and call, you know, Todd and Tyler and Terry and Tim and Boomer and Toad and every show in the country.
There's a Boomer and Toad?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's got to be.
Right.
There's got to be a Boomer and a Toad. I'm not sure if they work together.
We just found out this week that there's a guy named Floor Wax out there that some of the comedians have to call.
They show in Denver.
Really? There really is a Floor Wax?
My Floor Wax. Floor Wax, yeah.
That's awesome.
In Denver. Yeah. He used to be a stand-up comic. So I called, I can't tell you how many shows, I mean, from Wichita to Lexington, Kentucky to El Paso, everywhere Bonnie and Clyde, Rob Banks. I had to call all these cities. And the guys were really nice. But you know how it only you guys get a word in? And you guys are pretty good. And these guys, wow, some of them are pretty brutal. But it makes me come back and appreciate.
But what does that mean, they're brutal? You mean they make fun of the fact that you won't let them talk?
No,
because we look at it as a break.
All, yeah.
It's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm from the East Coast. And these guys are always trying to be funnier than you. And they ask you the same stupid questions. And how do you get started in stand-up comedy? And but, you know, I just wanted to plug the special. And
what do they ask you the most? What's the question that everybody seems to ask you?
Oh, they ask me, well, now that Leno's back on, you know, who do you like more, Leno or Letterman?
Wow.
And I said, you know what? You're in Kentucky. Do I ask you who do you like better, the Hatfields or the McCoys? You know?
By the way, Bobby, you may not be aware of the power of the nationally syndicated Kevin and Bean Show, but we're actually on in Wichita. I mean, you're talking to Kansas right now as well.
Oh, I love Kansas. I didn't mean Kansas.
Right,
I
meant, you meant someplace we're not on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. I did another show, and it was great because I really needed to plug this. But what I was going to say was, like in Irvine, in a couple of weeks when I go to play there, I now have to come up with an hour of new material because you can't do the same stuff.
Oh wow,
so, that's right.
You know,
right.
Wait, when do you do it?
A couple of weeks.
How do you come out with an hour in a couple of weeks?
Because I taped a special at the end of November, and I've been working on. Mm. Plus, I have a lot of stuff I couldn't do. I couldn't do all my material on the special. You know, I mean, like I said, I made fun of a lot of people, but I never got the Armenians and the Portuguese.
You left out some groups.
I'm gonna gonna start with, you know, ancient civilizations like the Mayans and Mesopotamians. I'm gonna get people that don't even exist anymore.
Smack talk the Mayans. That's good.
We need to do.
You're gonna take the Mayans down a notch.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby. Let me ask you this, because I know you hate all people. What about the Canadians? You had to have admired Canada after watching 2 weeks of the Winter Olympics.
You know, right?
Those people came across so great, I thought.
You know, here's the thing. I didn't watch the Olympics, and I heard you guys talking about the Olympics this morning and about soccer. You know, it's interesting to me. You know, at Showtime, I was hoping they wouldn't run the special last week, because everybody's so enamored with the Olympics.
Right.
And everything's preempted. Everybody's got to see. First of all, you get to skating, number one, okay? I'm not into that. I'm not gay. But if you're going to have skating as an Olympic event, what you really need to have is – when my daughter was little, I would take her to see Disney on Ice. I think an Olympic event, if you can skate with a giant teapot that weighs 400 pounds or a giant clock dressed up like a mermaid where you can't even see where you're going, to me, that's a little bit more fun.
So that should be the challenge?
Yeah. And by the way, also the Winter Olympics, and let me, because I know nothing about it. Mexico is not in the Winter Olympics, are they? Because they don't have any winter sports.
They had one Olympian. One Olympian from Mexico.
There are a lot of countries that had one Olympian.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think he was a skier. He was 51 years old, too. That's another reason why he made news.
Well, you think Mexico, when you get something like curling, which is sweeping, they'd be really good at that. Did they be?
Oh,
Barbie.
That's not a week.
Sorry.
All right.
I apologize. That was awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
And let me tell you something about the Mexican people, honestly, because they are more Mexicans in Southern California than anyone else.
Right.
Best sense of humor of any group.
You know what? I do so many Mexican jokes, and they laugh a lot. I'm not sure
they laugh. They love it.
I'm not sure they get the jokes.
They get the jokes.
Please, I mean, you know what? They really do have a great sense of humor. You know what I find more than anything is that you get uptight women, not most women, but if I do a Mexican joke or a black joke or a Jewish joke, some straight, you know, woman will come up to me and go, that wasn't funny. You shouldn't have done that. I go, I wasn't talking about you. Everybody else seems to be laughing.
Right. That's the person you were talking about is laughing, but that woman is going to get her feelings hurt. Yeah,
and it's usually my wife.
The proof that the Mexicans have a good sense of humor is that you're still alive. You haven't been chipped yet, so
well,
clearly.
I just hope this Showtime special gets me out of the thug life and I can get back to a normal life once again.
Hey, you and your tattoos, you're all about the thug life now, man. Seems like you're buying in. Come on.
By the way, that show you have coming up, that comedy show, I'm surprised you didn't ask me. I'm hurt.
Well, we couldn't fit everyone in.
Right. I couldn't do it anyway. I'm at John Lovitz's Comedy Club at Universal City that weekend.
But you just wanted to plug that?
Go to BobbySlayton.com to check out all of Bobby's upcoming dates, including Universal and including the Irvine Improv.
Bobby, we tried this year to ask funny people.
You have to leave with a shot.
Yeah.
You're going to hurt me all day, Kev.
Bobby Slayton, Born to be Bobby, tonight at 9 on Showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, the people of comedy.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Oprah was.
We have quite a week going.
I mean, no, that's par for the cake, for the course. I got it. Par for the course.
For us. It was almost par for the cake there for a minute.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
He did pull up the single engine airplane right at the last minute before he ran into the mountain, but it was a very close call.
I just should have gotten old, boss. Just dry mouth.
All right. How about Ralph Garman and the showbiz beat? Who's in for that right now?
How about that?
Me. For that.
Yeah.
Last night, they showed me some worthy performances. Oh, the girls are coming on strong.
It was close.
It's a good show. I agree, Ralph. Good show.
And there's some hotties. There's some hotties in the lineup this year.
Yeah.
But the reason I mentioned that is that I may be the only guy who's wavering. The ratings in from last night's television watching, thanks to the Nielsen folks, 23.5 million people watched American Idol last night.
No! No!
Another average great rating is like 10, 11 million, right?
Yeah. That would be, the next closest one is Criminal Minds. They had 13 million viewers, and they're over the moon with those numbers. They're just so excited.
Well, I mean, you could argue it's the biggest show in the history of television at this point in terms of how successful it's been the last six seasons.
It's nuts. It's nuts how people just are so obsessed with it. Modern Family was third for the night.
Great.
Did very, very well for itself.
Love that,
CSI
too.
New York, Law and Order SVU. Cougar Town, surprisingly, did very well.
Really?
It was sixth in the ratings last night. Then The Middle, Gary Unmarried, New Adventures of Old Christine, and Modern Family, the 8 o'clock rerun, was 10th, so... Here's your ratings in case you're curious what people are watching. Dancing with the Stars. It's another show that everyone watches.
When does that start?
I believe it starts next week.
Isn't that the one that I have to pay Lisa to not come in and talk about?
Yes.
To pay her to not watch it so she won't come in and talk about it.
Yeah.
I might have to watch this year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good
Well, you heard the lineup, Kevin. I mean, yeah.
Aaron Andrews, Nicole Scherzinger, Ochocinco, he's crazy.
Yeah. Are they all going to be dancing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm out.
Buzz Aldrin, an 80-year-old man, is going to be falling all over on the dance floor.
It will be sweet to see him get kicked off before halfway through the first episode. That will be pretty sweet.
Take him out on a stretcher. You won't have a chance to get kicked off.
I can't even practice. My hip hurts.
I can't believe
they allow an active signed NFL player to go on the show. I can't freaking believe it.
Like, who, the NFL allows it or the show does?
The team that employs him. I can't believe they would allow him in a contract to do a show like Dancing with the Stars.
Well, it would do nothing but bring attention to the Bengals. What's the downside?
Because he's in four-foot heels doing dancing. I mean, like, the chances of him snapping
an ankle.
He's
not wearing stilettos, you know? He's the guy. He's a guy.
They wear, like, big, goofy heels. They literally do.
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
I hope he wears heels, stilettos. That would be great.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
It's pretty demanding, and there is a good. It's something that there's a good enough chance that he can get injured. That I'm just shocked.
Are you serious?
I think so. I'm dead serious.
The embarrassment factor isn't way worse than getting injured. Please.
Anyway, the odds are out for Dancing with the Stars. Who's going to win it all? And apparently, this Evan Lysacek, Olympian skater. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's the favorite to win the whole thing.
It doesn't make sense
to lay down a couple bucks, make yourself some money.
It doesn't make sense to me that they allow people in there who have had a lot of history with choreography. I mean, they seem
it
like
does
they
seem unfair.
They have a huge advantage.
You know who addressed that last night was Kate Gosselin from John and Kate Plus 8. She was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night. And he mentioned, aren't you concerned that you got Nicole Scherzinger, who has been dancing on stage choreography for years, this Evan Lysacek, who else has got some experience in that way? Well, Buzz Aldrin, of course.
Sure.
He was a rocket.
he was a rocket.
He was a rocket. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was in a rocket. I'm sorry. My bad. I read that incorrectly. Anyway, he addressed that with Kate, and here's what she had to say.
You know, it is concerning because I am going to win, so I'm just going to...
So you are determined to win. Are you a competitive person?
Have you watched my show?
Well, I mean, it's different when it comes to, like, to sports and that sort of thing. So this is something you'll really, like, have you played sports or any of those types of things as a kid or growing up?
I don't know that I was really coordinated enough, which is, again, a problem with dancing, but
yeah.
I can run.
You can run?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's going to come in handy. You probably won't be chased during the course of the show.
She can run. Got that going for her.
By the way, I'd like to suggest that her show isn't big enough ever that she can say, have you watched my show?
Yeah, it was cable.
Yeah. F you. No, because it's bad.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Coming down on Kate. She's got I'm hair saying. Extensions now, though.
Does she? Okay.
Yeah, she's got a new hair,
Does
Kevin.
She look hot?
Is that good?
She's hot with her new hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Megan Fox.
Oh, my God.
Says that her bad girl reputation is not warranted. Talking to a British reporter this week, she said she's only slept with two men in her entire life.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
23 years old, has only had two lovers.
She strike you as the kind of person that makes stuff up like that all the time, though.
I don't know.
I don't think so, and I think that's her problem, is that people are trying to turn her into this crazy, wild, unreliable party girl, and she really is, you know, pretty basic and down-to-earth and kind of boring.
Well, she should be what they want her to be.
It's better than what we want her to be.
Right.
She said she can't possibly comprehend jumping into bed with someone she just doesn't love.
Well, she hasn't tried it yet.
Right.
She finds
exactly.
the idea of a one-night stand sickening.
Well, take it easy until you've tried it 25 times.
So apparently she won't be slutting around anytime soon.
Hmm. If you're only going to have sex with two men in your whole life, is one of them from Beverly Hills 90210? I mean, really?
I know. That was after me. She went from me to him.
What?
Can you believe that?
You,
what a letdown for her.
You what?
That's all I'm saying. And Spencer Pratt apparently is nursing a hurt tongue.
A hurt tongue.
According to TMZ, he was playing tug of war with his Pomeranian. By the way, is there a gayer dog in the world than the Pomeranian? I'd be hard pressed to find one. Except,
yeah.
of course, for the Chihuahua, with all due respect to Psycho Mike. There.
Sure.
But the Pomeranian looks like a powder puff with legs.
But even Mike admits that his dogs are
way gay.
Little wussy gay dogs, yeah.
Yeah. He was playing tug of war with the Pomeranian.
Is that code?
No, he was. The Pomeranian had a rope in its mouth. He put the other end of the rope in his mouth.
Okay, that's the part I don't get. Look, we all have dogs. We've all played rope with our dogs. You hold the rope, and
right.
and the dog pulls it. That's how you don't ever, ever get down on your hands and knees and put the rope in your mouth. What's that about?
The rope slipped. Spencer bit down and apparently bit a hole in his tongue.
Good.
He hasn't been talking for the past couple days, according to TMZ, and says that perhaps this is a sign that God wants him to shut up in 2010.
Yeah. You know he doesn't believe that.
No. God's been sending you that signal for some time now, and you haven't been paying attention. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Emilio Estefan from the Miami Sound Machine celebrates his 57th birthday today.
Man, they suck.
That's Charlie Sheen's brother. You know that, right,
no,
Kevin?
That's Emilio Estevez. That's a very different Emilio.
Do that conga.
Yeah, that band blows.
Drummer Fergal Lawler of the Cranberries celebrates his 39th birthday today. I'm doing all the birthdays, Dave, the King of Mexico gave me.
I don't feel like you have to.
I'm not stopping for anybody. Right. Rapper Grand Poobah.
All right.
From Brand Nubian is 44 years old today.
You're about to get beat down, kid.
Evan Dando of the Lemonheads is 43 years old today.
He still makes the list.
Jason Newsted, formerly of Metallica, is 47 years old. Oh, by the way, did you know the Israeli boycott against Metallica worked?
What?
The promoter there decided to drop the price of tickets because the Israelis were complaining it was too expensive. So the promoter said he would cut the price.
How about that?
And the Israelis are getting tickets cheaper.
I am surprised by that. What about the people who already went out and bought them at the original face value? Do they get a refund?
I'm assuming they do.
Wow.
Yeah. Promoter met with leaders of the protest, according to this article, and agreed to lower ticket prices for the May 22nd show. Metallica gave full support for the move. So, once again, the Jews got a deal.
Look.
Imagine? I'm just telling you what happened. That's the news.
And like you said earlier, I'm not sure this helps the stereotypes, but all right.
Who cares about stereotypes if you're getting a deal on Metallica tickets?
They got a better deal than we got.
Say what you want about me, but I'm paying less for the Metallica tickets. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Andrew Siciliano in the studio. He's going to be talking sports, and apparently he was in Chile when the earthquake hit.
Yes, he cheated death. How about that?
He was right on the coast line, too, as well.
I think it was his fault. He brought it there.
How?
I'm saying he's got bad luck. We don't want him here. Let's talk to him on the phone.
Okay.
Mr. Skin will be here tomorrow talking about the Anatomy Awards. That's his version of the Academy Awards.
What do you mean? How can you not be down with that? Mr. Skin is the best human in the world.
It's nudity in movies. What's wrong with you?
But
when'd you go gay?
I didn't go gay, but every time he comes on, he gives a list of movies that no one's ever seen starring no one.
Right, but they're hot.
So we could have on once a year and he could talk with people we knew, and that would it. We would cover that.
All right, Ralph is gay. Write that down for tomorrow. Yeah. Movie beat tomorrow, as it is Friday. And we have April Foolishness tickets for you. And we have Jimmy Kimmel on the program tomorrow.
What?
How about that?
Cool.
Talking about his Oscar special. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't forget, you want to be a street team member in order to buy tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness concert. They go on sale in about 6 or 7 minutes from right now. Not too late for you to sign up on the website. Go to krock.com, be a street team member, get the password, and then you can buy the tickets ahead of them going on sale to the public this Saturday. Great lineup. Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Kevin Smith, Sarah Silverman, Aziz Ansari, Jeffrey Ross, Bill Burr, Adam Carolla, and Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cletones. All a great all-star night of comedy April 3rd. At the Gibson for one big night. Get your tickets. It will sell out. Cat Corbett's next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the Postal Service. Also, Alice in Chains, Muse, Vampire Weekend, and more next on K-Rock.